news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia's delegation has arrived in Istanbul for peace talks with Ukraine. However, President Putin was not part of the delegation, according to a list released by the Kremlin. And that's prompting criticism from Western officials that Moscow isn't serious about the peace effort. Ukrainian President Zelensky challenged Putin to meet him in person in Turkey today. The Israeli military continues to pound Gaza with deadly airstrikes.
The latest strikes hit homes and tents sheltering displaced families across Khan Yunis. Local journalists say the corridors of Nasser Hospital are crowded with casualties and the morgue is full. Meanwhile, new Israeli displacement orders have caused panic in western Gaza City. Israel says a hospital and a university and schools turned into shelters have become terrorist strongholds. Separately, a U.S.-backed humanitarian organization has said it will start work in Gaza within 2 weeks as part of a new heavily criticized aid distribution plan.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem. It's been a booming week of business for Boeing.
The American aerospace manufacturer confirmed a $96 billion order from Qatar one day after announcing an order from a company in Saudi Arabia. The Qatar deal is the biggest order of 787s and wide-body jets in Boeing's history. Trump announced the order during his visit to the Middle East.
And congratulations to Boeing. Get those planes out there.
Boeing had already been in the news for its planes in the Middle East, but for different reasons. Donald Trump said he'd accept a luxury Boeing 747 jumbo jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar. It set off intense criticism from Democrats, including Vice Chair of the Democratic Caucus, Ted Lieu.
Donald Trump should reject this gift.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Stock futures lower this morning. More at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off as it usually does. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning, and again, some weather overnight that took down some trees, some wires, some debris on the roadway, so we need to factor that in. There was a big wreck overnight on the inner loop, and they're still there right before Bel Air Road. Tractor trailer was involved. They're still working on some repairs, it looks like, to the guardrail on the right side. We had a backup at one point about 25 minutes ago that went almost back to Hartford Road. Right now, we're dealing with it as you come over from Putty Hill, but you'll be in the center and the left-hand lane. No delay on the outer loop, but the roadway conditions are wet. A little bit of fog developing now in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 63 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 67. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines have been brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. A Boulder firefighter is on life support after suffering a medical emergency at the scene of a Monday row home fire on West Saratoga. The family of Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer has posted a message saying his injuries are too catastrophic to sustain life, and he is on life support to allow time for his organs to be carefully prepared for donation. The family says it is eternally grateful for all prayers and offers of support during this immensely difficult time, and funeral service information will be provided as it becomes available. Lieutenant Dranbauer was on aerial ladder 30 to 40 feet off the ground when he suffered the medical emergency, falling backwards by remaining on the ladder. All Allegheny County Public Schools in Western Maryland will be closed today after heavy rain caused flash flooding yesterday and Tuesday. All schools and offices will be closed. There will be no virtual learning, and only essential personnel are to report to work. Moody's has downgraded Maryland's credit rating from AAA to AA1, citing economic and financial pressures and lack of performance. Both issue ratings and general obligation bonds have been downgraded. Governor Wes Moore, Senate President Bill Ferguson, House Speaker Adrian Jones, and other state leaders have issued a joint statement saying, quote, to put it bluntly, this is a Trump downgrade. 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was bad enough the Orioles lost Game 1 the way they did, and then Game 2 happened.
Here's Cody Clemens. Clemens is swinging a high fly ball into right field and deep. This one back towards the wall. It is gone! A home run! Cody Clemens does it again! And the Twins take the lead here in the eighth inning.
That call courtesy of Twins TV. Cody Clemens, the son of Roger, a 179 hitter on the season, takes Yennier Cano deep, and an excruciating day for Oriole fans come to a close in a doubleheader sweep. 6-3 loss in the opener and 8-6 loss in the nightcap. Baltimore had leads in both games after seven innings, were outscored 5-0 in the eighth and ninth. After the game, a bitter pill to swallow for manager Brandon Hyde.
Well, yeah, we've had a tough time adding on. We've talked about that a lot. I thought we created a lot of traffic both games, and just the big hits were tough to come by for us.
The Orioles had chances but did not score a run in either game after the third inning. Loss drops the Birds to a season-high 11 games below 500, 9 games back in the East, on pace for 103 losses. NFL released its schedule in full last night, and the Ravens earned 4 primetime affairs, of which 2 will be at home. 1 on Thanksgiving night against the Bengals. Also 2 TBD flex games in the final 2 weeks of the season at the Packers and at the Steelers. Coming up in 30 minutes, the King extends his reign. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now. Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, May 15, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, Frederick County Public Schools partner with a Rainbow Mafia group that pushes transgender hormones. Christy Noem goes on the Hill for a grill with Democrats. But our top story here today is the never-ending narcissism and ego of some of our elected officials. Congressman Johnny Zero, a.k.a. Johnny Olszewski, in an op-ed written at Fox News, of all places, wrote that Elon Musk brought chaos. I'm one Democrat who knows how to fix government. Now, that all depends on the definition of fix.
He's on the fix.
Are you talking about actually fixing or repairing government, or are you on the fix while you're in government? That is the big question here for Johnny Zero. Now, I don't have time to read the whole thing, but I thought you would enjoy some of the selected highlighted paragraphs. He said, I fully support the president's stated goals of rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. However, in dispatching Elon Musk and his Doge team, he sent the proverbial bull into a China shop, wreaking havoc on a civil service that has worked effectively for the American people since 1883. Now, this is basically a love letter to federal employees.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of his jurisdiction. He said that Trump and Elon Musk may very well have put real lives in jeopardy. It need not be this way. We can make our government more efficient without the havoc we've seen under Doge and Musk. In fact, I've already proven it is possible. Prior to joining the House of Representatives, I was the chief executive of Baltimore County, a $5 billion government enterprise representing 850,000 Marylanders. I inherited an antiquated bureaucracy that was firmly stuck in the 20th century, so we did something about it.
Yeah,
we conducted a comprehensive efficiency review of both the county government and our local school system. We brought in trained experts who led a detailed and methodical audit of each county agency. We compared our data with the first of similarly sized communities around the country. Ready for this? We conducted detailed site visits. We conducted extensive staff surveys, and we solicited input from the very public that we served.
Mm.
And we came up with two reports.
There you go.
Two reports.
A report.
The report said that we needed to appoint a committee to study. No, this is what they do, folks. Johnny Zero says, in practice, the solutions were as straightforward as making double-sided printing the new default to save on paper and ink. Yes, the world is at war. We've got murderous, rapist, illegal aliens pouring over our southern border. And darn it, he has solved the problems of spending too much on ink and paper.
Yeah.
He said there were common sense as pre-treating roads before winter storms, coupled with the installation of smart salt spreaders. I kid you not, he actually wrote this. We saved millions annually while also doing better for the environment. He said Elon Musk is heading back to Tesla. If President Trump wants to learn how to do this right, my door is open. Johnny Zero says he can fix government, folks, in the op-ed in the Fox News. Let's have some fun. We'll throw it out there to the wolves here this morning. And how well did he fix government here in Baltimore County? So much so that the roads are a mess. They are a mess. And I'm not blaming Kathy Klausmeier for that one. All right, 6:13.
It's amazing.
It is. It really is.
It really
the
is.
Ego on these
I
people.
Think I had to cross Reisterston Road again yesterday. And boy, I tell you, I'm sure glad Johnny O set the stage for roads to be taken care of as well as that one's being taken care of. Watch your shock absorbers and your tires. 6:13, traffic on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's some fog in and around Annapolis. Right here, we're looking at the Cameron I-97 and Route 32. Not much of a backup right now, but enough fog in the area that you should pay attention. Right at the Severn River Bridge. No problems there. Visibility, it's a little hazy on the Bay Bridge, but no issues right now on the main span. The big wreck was overnight. Inner loop of the Beltway between Harford Road and Belair Road. They're still blocking the right lane, and the cleanup is still underway there. Again, it's not a big backup right now. If they hang around for for a little while longer, we may have an issue going east from Harford Road. So right now we're dealing with it. You'll be in the center and the left-hand lane. With the weather again today, already this morning, the backup on the outer loop begins at 795 down to Frederick Road, and there is some slowing already on the approaches to both the Harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a few passing showers yet again today, even a rumble of thunder possible, 80 for the high, scattered showers, storms again tomorrow and Saturday for Preakness Saturday. High about 88 for both days. And then Sunday is the best day of the weekend. Right now, it's cloudy, 66 in Annapolis, 65 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. 200 students and staff were rescued from a flooded school in western Maryland with waters near the first floor ceiling.
Wow.
And there's a lot of criticism of Governor Moore and FEMA. Where are they? The folks in western Maryland are saying, Governor Moore responding, saying, don't worry, our plans are to make it the Western Naval Academy.
It's a second deep water port for us.
Retail egg prices have dropped for the first time in months. State-run media scrambling to report the news. Glad that the egg crisis is over.
Easy.
All right.
Met your expectations, didn't it?
It did. And that's no joke. During a House budget meeting, RFK Jr.
Good night, folks.
Turned out the lights. The party's over. RFK Jr. admitted that if he had a child today, he probably would have them vaccinated for measles.
Yeah.
But he said he definitely would have the Democrats vaccinated for stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a given.
Exactly. HBO announced it's once again rebranding its streaming service. It was HBO, then it was HBO Max, then it was Max. Now they're going back to HBO Max after 2 years.
Well, there was, once upon a time, HBO and Max were different services.
Yes. Well, Cinemax.
Cinemax, yeah.
It was right. HBO and Cinemax. But then they shortened that to Max. And now, of course, they're not really, it's not doing anything for them, so they're going back to HBO. Are you listening, Washington Commanders?
They could try B.O. next.
Just saying.
Just B.O., you know.
More than 1,000.
Go back to the Redskins. What happened to that?
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen until that new stadium is built.
Mm-hmm.
And then who knows? It's probably never going to happen again, but that would be my guess would be they have to get the stadium built so they can't really kick them out. More than 1,000 Starbucks baristas have gone on strike to protest the new dress code. So apparently a lot of Starbucks said they were closed yesterday. And not enough employees, not enough baristas. Look, I hear Subway's hiring. You may want to check them out.
Yeah.
I bet you can use the same apron as well. Jamie Lee Curtis revealed in a recent interview that she had plastic surgery done at 25 years of age and regrets it. I'm just happy her face didn't wind up looking like Michael Myers.
What did she have done, I suppose?
Yeah. Don't know. Yeah.
Her eyes.
We get the,
her eyes?
The details.
Yeah, saw that yesterday. Said one of the producers said her eyes are puffy or baggy.
And so that was the plastic surgery to make them puffy or baggy?
Puffy or baggy?
No, they were that way, and they corrected it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Morons. You must be clear.
The rest Friday of her came 13th out just fine. If you saw Trading Places, the rest of her came out just fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was young. I had a big-time crush on her. She played this character named Hannah on some TV show, and for a while I thought, we should name our kid Hannah. And then it was a boy, so we named her Robert.
Okay. That wasn't even close.
No.
By the way, they had pulled an all-nighter in Congress the other night. Several Democrats.
Many of them did.
So fell asleep.
Yes.
One Republican, Utah's Rep. Blake Moore, was pulling the all-nighter with House Ways and Means Committee and was asleep when it was his turn to vote.
Miss Tinney, no. Mrs. Fishbach, no. Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore, no.
Fishback reaches over and gives him a friendly nudge. It was like 4:57 in the morning, so they were working on that one big, beautiful bill. That's why they had
Debbie Dingell fell asleep and one other individual. So
you know, I want to point out about Debbie Dingell. Her husband was John Dingell Jr., and his father, John Dingell Sr., were both in Congress.
Correct.
So between John Dingell Sr., John Dingell Jr., and Debbie Dingell, they've been in that seat in Congress over 90 years.
Wow.
Talk about legacy. Wow.
I saw a couple things yesterday. Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, and Pete Buttigieg
altogether. I said, well, there's a lot of testosterone there.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed,
yeah.
There is. Hey, if you're wondering about where to go to vacation. Number one vacation spot. Any guesses as to where it is?
In the world?
In the U.S.
Or in the U.S. Florida somewhere.
Yeah, specifically? Yeah.
Chuck's house.
Yes, how'd you know?
It's a guess.
Orlando.
A
Orlando, number one.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Atlanta, two. D.C. was three. Honolulu, four. And Austin, Texas, number five.
Wait, Honolulu got beat out by D.C.?
Yes. Don't know why.
Some people
expense.
Love that high frame rate.
Well, I mean, the expense. It's expensive
yes,
to travel.
And a long time from here. It's 12 hours from here, isn't it?
It's about 11. Yeah. Depends on which way you go, about 11.
Yeah. I'd head west.
Tampa was 12. Tampa's AP, yeah. Clearwater, number 12.
Hot spot.
St. Louis was 19. Pittsburgh, 22. I'm saying this because these all finished ahead of Baltimore. Milwaukee at 33. Minneapolis, Little Mogadishu at 39. Detroit at 49. Finally, Baltimore, Columbia, Towson come in at 54. The 54th. Vacation hotspot.
Towson is 54th, is what you're saying.
That whole area, I guess.
Okay.
There you go. All right, so no, a lot of folks are going to be booking their vacations here.
Yes.
I know one guy's coming in on Friday, June 20th.
Yep.
For a big crab feast and chuck roast.
It's a day flight, isn't it? Yeah. We're not putting them up overnight, are we?
Get your tickets at WCBM.com.
You're not. Somebody is.
621. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott this Thursday morning.
Getting a lot of entries, tips from Buffet City.
Oh.
They're sending in a lot of stuff, as are most of Chuck's haunts, from Ruth Chris to a Burns Steakhouse, and so they're all weighing in. Pardon the expression.
One of the waiters at the Crease, who's no longer, they said that Chuck was always a lousy tipper.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they actually have to pay money to tip, so I might believe that.
He always offered them free car wash coupons that he got from the dealership. 6:23.
Free rides on the Metro boat.
Traffic and weather on the three.
Guys are just brutal.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And it wasn't car washes, it was Jiffy Lube.
Oh, I see.
So you can blow that right out. You know what? Yeah.
Well, those came with the mail to you.
What else did we have back in those days? We had florists, we had,
Yeah. Traffic over on the threes, Chuck.
There's no sense in lying about it.
Yeah.
The wreck on the Beltway occurred overnight. Interloop at Bel Air Road. They're still there, and I said just about 10 minutes ago, if they were there for a while, we're going to start to see the backup. Well, now it is there, Hartford Road, over to the accident scene. Only the center and the left-hand lane are getting by, so heads up on the Beltway if you're traveling from Paring Parkway and trying to get over towards Bel Air Road or eventually 95. There is a new wreck in Adirondack County. Maybe some road blockage here westbound Route 100 at the ramp at Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel says if you are, well, you don't want to hear it, but next couple days are going to be wet, passing showers, thunderstorm maybe today, 80. Scattered showers, storms again for Friday and Saturday. Right now, partly cloudy, 66 in Dundalk, and at 66 in Severn. So we're asking out of the op-ed, Fox News, Johnny Zero says he can fix government. He just lit up Elon Musk, can't stand him. You can tell from the way he writes. And he basically told President Trump that his door's open because he did such a great job fixing Baltimore County. And when he was county executive, I can just tell you right now, I've never seen the poor trash collection. I could tell you, during the Johnny Olszewski years, I had to call the Baltimore County Refuse and Recycling Program on at least five or six occasions because they forgot to pick up my trash.
Yeah.
Or didn't pick up my trash. The roads are horrible. They decided that instead of actually repave them, they kind of put this thin layer over the existing road, which wears off in literally 3 or 4 years. And now we're watching a bunch of projects that are still unfinished, and drivers now have to navigate their way through all sorts of obstacles and hurdles. Not to mention all the thing he did fix was making sure his old home got stuff, and that he was zoned properly for expansions. And the developers loved Johnny Zero. If he wanted to give advice on how to take contributions from developers, I'm sure he's right up there with the best of them. Your reaction to Johnny Zero? Op-ed 410-922-6680 1-800-WCBM-680. Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark. Well, Mark could not hang with us.
Yeah, he wanted to react to Johnny Zero's editorial at Fox News. But again, this is just the narcissism. And number one, this comes out of the blue. I guess because he really hasn't. It's been 130 days, whatever it is. He's been in Congress. And he's been really non-existent, almost as non-existent as Kathy Klossmeyer, the interim Baltimore County executive.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't apparently return calls or hold press conferences or whatever. She's just a placeholder, for the next Democrat that is going to be ushered in the county, which the demographics are changing. But he hasn't really been much of a certainly hasn't been a squeaky wheel.
No.
Down in. So now all of a sudden he finds his voice and he decides to write an op-ed and he goes to Fox News?
Yeah, hey. But no.
Yeah?
You got to go where the readers are.
Is this some kind of affirmative action program for Democrats over at Fox?
No, I think for people on the left or the right, if you're going to go to an online portal of some sort to get your op-ed published, you have, 27 viewers over at MSNBC?
It might make more sense with the Wall Street Journal, but maybe he doesn't have enough chops for the Wall Street Journal to accept an op-ed for him. Maybe it just they were running out of space. The digital editorial team at Fox News, but clearly the fact that he thinks that he's got the answers on how to make government efficient, and we've watched very closely, and you could say a lot about Baltimore County government. Efficient doesn't come to mind.
No, it doesn't. Actually, not in my experience has it since I got here, with one exception, and that guy passed away. So,
Are you talking about Kevin Cabinets?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was all efficient under Cabinets either.
Well, that's as close as we got to efficiency.
Yeah.
And actually there's
you got to go back to Roger Hayden, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Roger Hayden might have been more efficient than all. But this idea that he has the answers, because he went to site surveys and he surveyed the employees and he commissioned two reports. So he knows how to fix the bloated federal bureaucracy. That's really the kind of experience. I can't believe President Trump, kind of passed him over
for
Elon Musk or Russell Vogt or somebody of that nature. It is just amazing the hubris that we see from people like Representative Zero.
Yeah, of course, he didn't have the Doge team, but he had his own doggy team. He was going to bring them with him. A very nice Labrador Retriever, and I think a golden doodle, I think, are there in order to breathe heavily and sit on your lap and get on your keyboard. That was his job.
Hey, don't miss out. The Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. Prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing of the year back to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. Buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites and save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Now, to order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a qualified Rescue product consultant, or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Seal deals are going on right now at Rescue through May 29th. So please shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com and do it today.
6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Well, Moody's has now downgraded Maryland's credit rating from AAA to AA1, citing economic and financial under pressure or underperformance. Both issuer ratings and general obligation bonds have been downgraded. Governor Wes Moore, Senate President Bill Ferguson, House Speaker Adrian Jones, and other state leaders have issued a joint statement saying, quote, to put it bluntly, this is a Trump downgrade. Governor Moore says that over the last 100 days, the federal administration's decision have wreaked havoc on the entire region, including Maryland. Senate Minority Whip Justin Reddy says Democrats are to blame, and they're trying to blame shift this, and the downgrade is a result of reckless spending in Annapolis, not anything from Washington. Baltimore man has pled guilty to federal drug, firearm, and unemployment fraud charges. 22-year-old Vincent Ford was the passenger in the vehicle that was stopped by police in 2023. He was arrested after officers found fentanyl and oxycodone and cash in a satchel he was wearing, along with a loaded gun under his seat. A subsequent investigation found that he also took part in a scheme to defraud the state of at least $17,000 in unemployment insurance benefits during the pandemic. Ford is scheduled to be sentenced on November 3rd. Freshmen who make up the Naval Academy's class of 2028 are now officially fourth-class midshipmen after taking part in the annual tradition. The Academy's first-year students successfully completed the Herndon Monumental Climb on Wednesday. It's always an event to watch. To show their teamwork and perseverance, the students worked together to scale the 21-foot vegetable-shortening-covered monument to replace a Dixie Cup hat with an upperclassman's cover, signaling the end of their plebe two or plebe three-year or freshman year. This year's capper was 20-year-old Augustus Russo of Summit, New Jersey. The challenge took 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 31 seconds. 6:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling as a single session, PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 Lottery, 339. Pick 4, 8445. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, there is some slowing of both the harbor tunnels and now into the left tube southbound. There's nothing there. Just looked at the south end of the tunnel, so the lanes are open. But we're busy now, not quite back to O'Donnell Street, but it's rapidly building back that way. 895 already this morning. Some brake lights around the bridge at Palau. Pulaski Highway. It's just the fog and the streets are wet again, so it's adding to that early ride. Beltway is slow already. There was a wreck overnight, 4 o'clock hour, inner loop at Bel Air Road. They're still blocking the right lane. We're getting brake lights back towards Hartford Road. You have the center and the left-hand lane open. The update on the wreck in Anne Arundel County says this is an overturned vehicle westbound Route 100 at the ramp at Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Let's Play 2 doesn't quite have the same ring when you lose both. And that's exactly what happened to the Birds yesterday at Camden Yards as the Orioles' season sank to a new low.
0-1 to left center field, deep in the gap. Laureano turning, it is up, and it is gone! A home run! Christian Vasquez pushed the Twins on top. A two-out, three-run homer, and the Twins have a 4-3 lead.
WCCO Twins Radio with the call, and the Orioles would score no more in a Game 1 6-3 loss to Minnesota. Game 2 was no better. This time, the Earl Weaver special occurred in the eighth inning.
Here's Cody Clemens. Clemens is swinging a high fly ball into right field and deep. This one back towards the wall. It is gone! A home run! Cody Clemens does it again! And the Twins take the lead here in the eighth inning.
Twins TV had that one, and Minnesota had a twin bill sweep. Baltimore 8-6 the final in Game 2. Birds drop 11 under on the season, 9 behind New York in the AL East. A quick turnaround, though, today, 12:35 first pitch. Orioles try to salvage with Tomo Sugano on the hill. Before the game, manager Brandon Hyde delivering some unwanted news on the status of Jordan Westberg. A setback in the third baseman's recovery from a strained left hamstring. His running has been halted. No timetable for the return. Ravens 2025 season opens in Buffalo on a Sunday night, side of last year's AFC divisional loss to the Bills. They open at home the following week against the Browns. The schedule includes 3 straight on the road, followed by 3 in a row at home. The final 2 games are on the road at Green Bay and at Pittsburgh. Earlier in the day, Baltimore announcing an extension for Derrick Henry. 2 years, $30 million, 25 guaranteed. The King was working on a 2-year, $16 million deal coming in. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta.
He's a pro, does everything the right way. The way that he practices, the way that he takes care of his body, his mentality on the field, his leadership.
NBA playoffs last night, the Celtics rout the Knicks without Jason Tatum, but with stifling defense, 127-102. That series now 3-2 back in New York. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, T-Wolves announced to the advance to the Western Conference Final, 121-110 over the Warriors. Stanley Cup playoffs, a shocker in Toronto. The Panthers blast the Maple Leafs, 6-1 to take control of that series, 3-2. Out west, the Oilers eliminate the Knights, 1-0. Tonight, Game 5 in D.C., Caps and Hurricanes. More on that at 7:05. The time now is 6:37 when we return dissecting the demise.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Now, before you we came on the air this morning, I asked you whether you thought it was over for the Birds.
I don't think it's over.
And you said it's only 40 games. Right. Then we come on the air and we hear projected 103 losses. Dissecting the demise. So,
it's just math.
Which is it?
It's just
Mr. Stein.
If the season's not over, but you have to report what's happening after 41 games. Look, let me ask you a question.
What do you find there?
I find nothing good. at this point, to be honest with you. Really not a lot to really hang your hat on, other than the fact that the Orioles have been besieged with injuries. They hopefully will get some of these guys back, especially the pitchers. And there's a long way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, they play 40, but there's still 120 left.
Yeah, but how does that explain the hitters? The guys who were hitting last year are not hitting this year.
Right. So that's a good question. Okay. And so we had this conversation beforehand. And the question is, like, once the players, you can coach them up. You can do the strategy, the analytics, the video, et cetera, et cetera. Once they get between the white lines, what's a coach going to do?
Yeah.
What's a GM going to do? What's an owner going to do? Nothing. It's up to the players. And so when you dissect the demise, to me, you know, can Mike Elias be blamed for Charlie Morton stinking?
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, your argument seems to be that we should, assuming that once they're between the lines, there's nothing that these people could do, that's an argument against ever firing a manager.
Look,
right? But they're usually the first to go because you can't fire the team.
Right. Yeah. I mean, then it becomes an economic situation. Okay, but it's not necessarily a performance situation.
Well, there are a lot of questions about whether they did enough, new ownership, whether the you know, Elias did enough to go in and lock up some of these pitchers and go out and get others, and so you can make that argument, but it still comes down to the guys playing.
True, but based on history, okay, you know what Charlie Morton's numbers were coming into the season. Do you think it's Mike Elias' fault that Charlie Morton is 0-6?
No, that's on Charlie Morton. That's on him.
Sure,
yeah.
But sure. It's a bad decision, though.
Yeah. Right.
You see, saying,
hopefully, we'll, they'll still be in it by the All-Star break.
Back tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Please note that he's saying it's only 40 games in.
Yeah.
We have 120 to go. I wonder what he's going to say at 120 games in.
All right. We'll find out.
We got 40 to go. Now the big sprint to the finish.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And Marty says, I wonder if the Inspector General was investigating Johnny Olszewski pushing through the permitting of the property that Kathy Klossmeyer sold to a developer.
One does wonder, doesn't one? Down in D.C., another great spectator sport is watching any administration's representatives go in front of hostile Congress people. It's a sport. You got to figure, you take the odds ahead of time as to how they're going to do. Kristi Noem was there facing a couple of very hostile Democrats in hearings yesterday on the House side. I'd say that she not only handled herself well, I say that she crushed them whenever she was given the opportunity to actually answer a question. Here she is with Eric Swalwell yesterday on this photo that was taken of Abrego Garcia's hand, in which they've written in, MS-13. They didn't doctor the photo. They simply put it in as a label so one could understand what the symbol meant.
Yeah, Byron Donalds called it a caption. I think that's a very good description.
Yeah, much better term. So here they are.
The letters MS and the numbers 13, are those
is
doctored or not?
Testimony today is on a doctored photo. You don't want to talk about the facts.
Okay.
The importance of our national security.
You acknowledge it was doctored.
Make sure that the United States is protected.
Madam Secretary, this is not a hard question. Are those doctored or not?
Sir,
is that actually on his hand or not?
This is unbelievable to me that you're focused.
It's unbelievable to me that you can't look at the photo and tell the American people.
I looked at the photo, but I don't have any knowledge as to this photo.
Yeah, period. I looked at the photo. I don't have any personal knowledge of the photo. I'm not going to spend my time testifying in front of you, talking about a photo when there are actual real issues to discuss. But Swalwell would not be dissuaded.
It's been hanging out there for 4 weeks. You are one of the chief law enforcement officials in the country. What have you done to investigate whether the president misrepresented the reason that person has been detained?
Sir,
have you done anything to try and figure out whether that was doctored or not?
The mission of the Department of Homeland Security is to secure our nation and to make sure that we're out there going after those that are the worst of the worst, the criminals, the bad actors. Abrego Garcia.
So the answer is you've done nothing to correct the president.
MS-13, a wife beater and a human trafficker that should never have been in this country to begin with.
Swalwell apparently doesn't get it. It's not the hand sport. It's his history. It's his testimony, the testimony of others in front of two different judges 6 years ago, back in 2019. It's not the one picture. It's the whole guy. But he was going to say, kind of hung up on that. More on that coming up. First, though, at 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And delays up on the northeast side of the Beltway. They're still working on the wreck that happened in the 4 o'clock hour. Tractor-trailer was involved. Interloop right before the ramp at Bel Air Road. They're still blocking the right lane. More than likely, there was some damage to the guardrail on that side. So the backup is right there, right after Putty Hill. It's going back to Hartford Road. It may, if they keep staying here for a while longer, it may back up towards Perrine Parkway. And now the outer loop is looking at it. And that delay starts before Bel Air Road. So if you're coming over from 95, you're going to be stacked up there. And then after that, get a little break in the traffic heading over on the outer loop towards Perrine Parkway. The inner loop options now, if you want to take it, you can take the ramp to White Marsh Boulevard. White Marsh Boulevard over to 95, and you'll go around that. But it's kind of a long way around, but at least it's an option to get away from that area. The other wreck is a big one in Anne Arundel County. Overturned vehicle westbound Route 100 at Ritchie Highway, and looks like that is now backed up to Route 10. Delays going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. I think within 10 minutes or so, it'll be back there. 95 is filling in quickly from Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a few passing showers, even a rumble of thunder possible. High today about 80. Right now we're at 63 in the city and 62 in Severn. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Johnson.
That's a terrible idea.
Yum, 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 yum. Wendy's offering a BOGO biscuit sandwich deal now through May 18th. You can use the mobile app. When you buy one breakfast biscuit sandwich, you get a second one free.
That's a good deal.
It is a very good deal. Thomas's, remember them, English muffins? They also make bagels. They are announcing the new high-protein bagels arriving at grocery stores across the Northeast nationwide by October of this year. 20 grams of protein in each bagel.
Wow.
Nutella. Remember, that's a hazelnut spread?
Yes.
Yeah, I eat it.
They now are changing. They've got Nutella. Peanut is coming.
So that peanut butter.
Be better.
Yeah,
they're
basically.
So, they're introducing a peanut butter. What a concept.
Yeah. So you're not a fan of Nutella?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe would you try the peanut?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
other thing is like eating mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was it? At least it's better than Vegemite.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Vegemite. I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, Vegemite is nasty, folks.
I got Vegemite on the hood of my car, took the paint off.
Yes. It's amazing how salty and distasteful it is to the American palate.
Yeah. It's like haggis.
Yeah. I like haggis.
You would.
So you're the one. Two legendary condiment brands collaborating for the first time ever, Marzetti. And Tabasco brand have teamed up to create a spicy ranch dressing. So you get the Marzetti spicy ranch seasoned with Tabasco sauce. All right. I've had a lot of people ask me this big crab feast, this chuck roast is coming Friday, June 20th. You know, what do you get for your money? Okay. Well, let me tell you, all you can eat. Okay. All you can eat. Maryland blue crabs.
Wow.
Maryland crab soup. Garlic bread, coleslaw. Market salad with house dressing, corn on the cob, fried chicken, pit beef, pit ham, pit turkey,
Lord.
With rolls and condiments, barbecue baby back ribs, seafood ecstasy with penne pasta.
Oh.
That's one of Chuck's all-time favorites.
Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, serve that and tell him to clam up.
That
I was going to, you got that. That was a home run. I got to give you credit for that.
Either ecstasy.
That went right out of the park.
Either ecstasy or Quaaludes. It was his choice.
Yeah, how do you think I get through the morning here? I mean, what are you talking about?
The also includes soda, iced tea, and lemonade. So again, alcoholic beverage.
I'm going to have some of that stuff shipped back to Tampa.
Got to pay for your own booze, but that is quite the spread.
That is.
Yeah. Now for dessert, we're serving Chuck Whitaker on a platter, folks.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to come and not miss this one. Tickets available right now at WCBM.com.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah, very good stuff. I can't wait.
I'm staying at a secret location in the area, so not get crowds anywhere. You know?
Oh yeah. Because there's always a risk, isn't it, Chuck, with you?
He's a big TV star in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot of currency.
Chuck in the
here.
Box.
Yeah.
In the Sarasota region.
Man in front of the map.
Yeah. He's number one with the blue hairs. As are we. What can I say?
All right, that's a big lineup.
That is a big lineup. Yeah. That's a big lineup, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the food. And Jimmy's Famous Seafood, I think they're the best.
That's a great place.
Great place, great location, great food, and we're going to have some fun. So
I wonder if, can I ship some of that back when I'm leaving?
Just bring your merce.
Yeah.
Bring your merce with you.
All right. Bring
you fill it up.
Bring an empty suitcase.
Yeah, a man purse, a merce.
Yeah, refrigerated, preferably.
Should smell good by the time we get back to the airport.
Yeah, I think filled with crabs.
The pilot would be going, Jacksonville Tower, need to make a quick landing.
You'd fly into Jacksonville?
Not me, hon.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if we had to stop short.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's where you stop short, not Atlanta, huh?
No, I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, you got dreams.
Right. I dreams of Atlanta one time.
When you die, you have to clear through Atlanta.
It's true.
And then you had Rhett Butler. Scarlett? We'll go into that another time. I'm going to tell that joke at the roast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't telegraph, because, people just want to be surprised.
No, they're going to be surprised when they hear this joke. I can tell you that.
The nice thing is, now knowing he's going to do that, whoever speaks right before him, tell the joke first.
That's right. First. Good idea. Let me mark that down. As your official roast master.
The fun part, folks, you don't have any idea. They're picking me up at the hotel to drive me there. So before we get there, there's going to be a fight in the car.
Really?
We are?
You are. I already told you that. Don't you remember that? Son of a bitch. You're going to leave me there by myself?
What?
Yeah, put the thumb out, baby.
Okay, you know what?
Nice. I get. Here, put this out.
Yeah, I have that 2014 truck that I drive, so we'll cancel the limo, Chuck. I'll come get you. Don't worry. Yeah. Ride the cargo bed.
That's exactly what you want to do, is ride with Bruce.
Why don't put a rocking chair on top? I look like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right. You'll have guys jumping out of cars with baseball bats.
Yeah, right.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up next, the Frederick County Public Schools partnering with the Rainbow Mafia to promote transgender hormones.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Yeah, just a cautionary note, if you are planning on attending the first annual WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, please do not bring anything metal with you, because we will have the metal detectors set up outside. Because, Chuck does elicit that kind of fervor.
Yeah. I always have to go through the special check through because of all the metal inside my body. I'll bear that in mind because I can't remove it.
That's true.
I could, but then I wouldn't be moving very well. 6:53, traffic over there on the threes all morning long. Once again, here is the highly mobile Chuck Whitaker.
We'll bring an oil can for you when you get there.
Thanks. Yeah. Like the Tin Man.
Sound like the Tin Man. Oil can. Oil can. Oil can. Bruce, sit down. I can't. The inner loop accident in the right lane still there right before Bel Air Road. Tractor trailer went off the road overnight, and the cleanup is still underway. They're blocking the right lane. We're not quite back to Paring Parkway, but almost. The one option that's available is the left exit to White Marsh Boulevard. White Marsh Boulevard over to 95. That would take you around that backup. It might save you a couple of minutes. The outer loop is looking at it, so we're backed up from 95 going by the accident scene. The inner loop through Pikesville, not bad. The west side with the weather is solid already from 795 going down through Frederick Road. Big wreck and an overturned vehicle at Arundel County, westbound Route 100 at Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM weather channel forecast, a few passing showers and even a rumble of thunder possible today. 80 scattered shower storms, high around 88 both for tomorrow and Preakness Saturday. Hopefully we get the race in before the rains, open up.
Yeah.
That certainly is, you'd like to be. But yeah, look, we ran into the slop at the Kentucky Derby. That should be interesting, say the least. Right now, 66 and mostly cloudy in Middle River, and it's 66 in Glen Burnie. Fox 45 has an investigative arm called Spotlight on Maryland, much like they do Baltimore. And we'll talk with Mackenzie Frost a little bit later on this morning, our in-depth segment coming up tonight on the city budget. But in this particular investigation led by Patrick Hoff, they have tracked down two Frederick County Public Schools, apparently have partnered with this Rainbow Mafia group, and it is a... They are a group that promotes transgender hormones in schools. You know, the puberty blockers and the things that set the table for the transitioning of children as young as 10 years old. And that to me is just, and then we'll get into the whys and wherefores, what the motivation is. But a parent and member of the Frederick County School Board, again, has basically come out and gave an interview with Fox 45. And her name is Jamie Brennan. And she was, we're all appalled to hear this, but it doesn't surprise us that this agenda is being put forward now in county schools.
I think it's completely unacceptable that we basically have activist organizations informing our school personnel.
Yeah, and the other is, she said, it's time for parents. Again, if you don't get engaged, if you don't get involved, I just saw a video. Maybe we'll play this video. It went viral yesterday. Yeah, I think it was in Minneapolis, of a parent that said his teacher... A teacher of his child gave his child a tablet to take home to do homework or something because the child's tablet broke or something. And they discovered all sorts of disgusting sex scenes between men on the teacher's tablet that was given to the child. So, parents, you must engage.
We need parents to stand up and voice their concerns to the school. Because I will tell you, the other side that would like access to your children are there and telling them why it is very important that they get access to your children.
Yeah, and they want access to your children. Why do they want access to your children? Well, it's recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolute recruitment. I mean, you'll hear a little bit later on in the show a devastating soundbite from J.J. Carell, the former Border Patrol agent that we've interviewed here on the show. He testified in front of Congress regarding the Biden administration, and the numbers are even worse than we thought than before on how many actually children are missing right now. Dr. Kate Goonan is a psychiatrist. And she says right now this is a very dangerous time for our children in schools.
The indirect but very real goals of this approach is to separate the child from the parents and attach them to these counselors and these organizations who are going to be transient in this child's life. These people are not going to be around to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, again, they're pass-through. So this is part of the chain of what's happening right now. And this is all being done. You don't want to have, you know, gay, lesbian, or children that don't, I'm not sure about what their sexual identity is. Yeah, it's called, there's a process of puberty. You're going through puberty. There's a time where some children are going to question what their sexuality is. Some won't. You know, that's a natural process that one should be allowed to go through and not be influenced by teachers, adults, or doctors who are looking to make money pushing these transgender hormones. And the sad part about it is that once you go through this course of hormones and so on and so forth, it is a, in many cases, it does lead to suicide.
It's very dangerous to the mental health of these children.
So parents, it's Frederick County Public Schools. You can see it at Fox 45's website. It's the Spotlight investigation. It's called Spotlight on Maryland, and you can learn a lot more about it.
Vinny Seo has this to say to you. It's a real estate fact for you. If you're sitting on the sidelines now because you're it's a fine home you're in. It's fine. There's no problem with it. You like the interest rate. The monthly payments are handleable. It's no big deal. But you're not going to sell because you don't know if you could actually get their home sold, find the home of your dreams, and move on for a reasonable price. Vinny can help and make that happen. If you find your dream home and you have an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s, would you go for it? Man, I sure as heck would. In that kind of circumstance, you want to be talking with Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert. Maryland and Southern PA, by the way. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. That's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, Maryland's home expert.
It's 7 o'clock on the morning drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump addressed American troops at an air base in Qatar a short while ago. During his Mideast trip, he has held up Gulf nations like Saudi Arabia and Qatar as models for economic development in a region plagued by conflict. The president is pleased with two major orders of Boeing aircraft announced during his visit to the region. A day after a Saudi company ordered at least 20 jets, Qatar placed the biggest order for 787s and wide-body jets in Boeing's history.
I think it's the largest order ever for aircraft, so I salute the people from Boeing, Kelly, and everybody, and General Electric. The engines are General Electric Super Prime, and I really think it's great.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the Middle East, violence flared in the West Bank. Israeli airstrikes killed more than 50 people in southern Gaza. An American-backed humanitarian group expects to begin aid operations in Gaza before the end of the month.
The group, which calls itself the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, says that it got what it describes as key agreements from Israeli officials on delivery. The announcement identified several U.S. military veterans, former humanitarian coordinators, and security contractors who say that they will lead the delivery effort. Many in the aid community believe it's meant to supplant the distribution system, now run by the UN and other international aid agencies. Israel has blocked food, fuel, medicine and all other supplies from entering Gaza for weeks in a worsening humanitarian crisis.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Russian President Putin did not travel to Turkey today with a delegation from his country. Ukraine's leader had challenged Putin to meet with him there face-to-face for negotiations. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help You get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Thursday morning, 703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck reported on the Beltway West Side, the outer loop in the area of the Triple Bridges and I-70. The problem is the camera at I-70, the camera at Dogwood Road, they're out. They're not working, so we can't get a visual on it. But I see the backup at Liberty Road with that camera, and we're very slow there. So it would indicate there definitely is a problem for the traffic coming down the west side. I'm going to look here at the camera and see if it'll pop up right here at Route 40 West. And in the meantime, yeah, we see traffic moving there. So apparently some traffic is getting by, but again, it's right around I-70. We can't see it. As soon as we get some more information, we'll let you know. They're still working on the wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway between Bel Air Road and the bridge at Putty Hill. They're still blocking the right lane. Delays go back to and beyond Hartford Road. The outer loop is looking at it through there. The other big wreck was an overturned vehicle westbound Route 100 at Ritchie Highway in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are in the acceptable range. That means there's no plague of locusts, and certainly right now you don't have any other worries. Particularly, Edgewater currently has 66 degrees, and Hunt Valley also 66 at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Freshmen who make up the Naval Academy class of 2028 are officially fourth-class midshipmen after taking part in an annual tradition. And tradition is climbing the Herndon Monument, where it is completely coated with vegetable grease. To show their teamwork and perseverance, they work together. It's a 21-foot-tall, vegetable-shortening-covered monument to replace the Dixie Cup hat with an upperclassman's cover, signaling the end of their plebe year. Butler firefighter on life support after suffering a medical emergency at the scene of a Monday row home fire, West Saratoga Street. The family of Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer Jr. has posted a message saying his injuries are too catastrophic to sustain life and is on life support to allow time for his organs to be carefully prepared for donation. Family says it is eternally grateful for all the prayers and offers of support during this immensely difficult time. Funeral services will be provided as they become available. We'll have the details. And Allegheny County Public Schools in Western Maryland will be closing today after a heavy rain caused flash flooding on Tuesday. All schools and offices will be closed. No virtual learning. Only essential personnel are to report to work. The certificate ceremony will still be held at 6 p.m. The school will reach out to the community if there are any changes. 7:06 on WCBM coming up next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. No. Coming up next, Sight on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. A dispiriting doubleheader loss yesterday for the Birds, 6-3 and 8-6 to the Twins, dropping Baltimore 11 games under for the first time this season. Three-run shots by the Twins in both games did the Birds in, prompting this from manager Brandon Hyde after Game 2.
They're making plays. Their teams are getting hits against us in big spots, and we're having a tough time doing that.
Birds left a combined 16 runners on base in the two games against Minnesota. Quick turnaround, though, today, 12:35 game time. Daytime baseball with Tomo Sugano on the hill for Baltimore this afternoon. The Ravens get four primetime games this season with the possibility of two more. Baltimore opens at Buffalo on a Sunday night and hosts the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. They close the season at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh. Both of those games are listed as TBD. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight in D.C. Caps trail the Canes 3-1. Head coach Spencer Carberry on where the confidence would come from for D.C. tonight.
We've been a great hockey team all year long. We've been a good home team all year long. So that's really where the confidence is drummed up for us, is winning one hockey game on home ice.
Puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. at the Capital One Arena. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's behind the NFL schedule? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The other day I was scanning the internet and I came across an article written by Laura Reese, who is the director of Heritage Foundation's Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. I think it's the best article I have read regarding this due process bogus argument that the left is making regarding Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The article says the poster child for the left's demands of endless due process. And first it was Maryland man, it was all about him being a father, right? And so on. And then they said they gave up on that because they found that he wasn't exactly their exemplary character. Yeah. And of course now it's due process. It's all we hear. Laura joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Great article, by the way. So, if you could, for our listeners, if you could at least differentiate the due process that the left is talking about and the due process that illegal aliens are supposed to get.
Yeah, so the left keeps using this term due process and throwing it around because they are trying to confuse criminal proceedings and rights with immigration proceedings and rights. And immigration proceedings are civil. They're not criminal. And so an immigration judge is a employee of the Justice Department, and a deportation order is a civil order. It is not a criminal sentence, and a deportation is not a conviction. And so the left is doing this because they oppose deportations and they want Americans to oppose what Trump is doing.
So, look, this Garcia had several opportunities before administrative immigration judges, and he was ordered to be deported or removed from the country. So did he not receive due process?
He absolutely did, and he ignored two other opportunities at due process. So Americans have a process set by Congress for someone to come to this country. Before coming here, you are supposed to either apply for a visa or, if you need protection, to apply for in the refugee admissions program. And so many, including Abrego Garcia, don't do that. They just enter illegally. Then they have a second opportunity at process once here to apply for an immigration benefit, including asylum if you need protection, with DHS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Now, for asylum, you are supposed to do that within 1 year of entry as an anti-fraud measure. Abrego Garcia did not do that either. He waited until 8 years later when he was picked up by ICE, turned over by Maryland police for suspicious activity and suspected gang membership after being interviewed by a gang task force in Maryland. And when he went before an immigration judge 8 years after entering, only then did he say, oh, no, you can't deport me back to El Salvador because I fear this rival gang. And the judge released him from, or excuse me, denied his immigration release from detention due to the gang membership. And a second immigration judge denied the asylum, gave him a very form of limited relief, saying you're deportable, but you're not to, we're going to withhold removal to your country. Now, there's a clerical error there we can get into of Guatemala.
Now, hold that thought, because I do want to talk about, they keep talking about this administrative or clerical error. We're talking with Laura Reese, Director of Heritage Foundation's Border Security Immigration Center. More with Laura coming up in just a second.
Right now, it's 7:13. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And two problems on the Beltway continuing. The new wreck was on the outer loop at I-70. Again, we can't see it because the camera's right there between I-70 and there's a camera at Dogwood Road. They're both out, but I can see the backup, and it's all the way back to 795. So apparently there is something to that wreck on the outer loop at I-70. This wreck on the inner loop at Bel Air Road happened early this morning, 4 o'clock hour. Tractor trailer was involved. All this cleanup is still underway. See a heavy duty wrecker. Maybe the truck went over the guardrail. Whatever the case may be, they're still there and they're still working in the right lane. Big backup there back beyond Hartford Road. The outer loop is looking at it. And of course, some of that is the normal delay coming over from I-95. JFX still problem free. Both the tunnels now are backed up, of course, once again at the city county line. That's become the normal backup every day. You might still have a problem in Anne Arundel County, and according to the data, there was still a delay on the westbound side of Route 100 approaching Ritchie Highway with a backup going back to Route 10. That vehicle was overturned. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm today, 80 for the high right now. Downtown Baltimore, 67. Reisterstown, 65. On our Newsmaker hotline is Heritage Foundation's Director of Border and Security and Immigration Center, Laura Reese. So Laura, we keep hearing this administrative error that is regurgitated ad nauseum by many in the media. So what are they talking about here, this clerical or administrative error?
Right. So Abrego Garcia is from El Salvador, and it's from El Salvador that he made his claim many years ago. He could not return due to fear of a rival gang named Barrio 18. The immigration judge, and likely the judge's clerk, seemed to have used an old order about a different alien from Guatemala and did not change it, all the references of Guatemala to El Salvador for Abrego Garcia's order, including at the end where it says, I'm withholding his removal to what should be El Salvador, it read Guatemala. So I suspect that what ICE did is looked at that, said, okay, we aren't sending him to Guatemala, we're good, sent him to El Salvador. However, that issue becomes moot for two reasons. One, Barrio 18, the gang he claimed fear from, has been eradicated in El Salvador by President Bukele. And two, being a member of MS-13, the criminal gang, President Trump has designated that organization as a foreign terrorist organization, which negates the very limited form of relief the judge gave him. So,
Laura, excuse me, does that mean that it supersedes that previous order?
That's correct.
Okay.
Even if we were to pretend to fly him back into the U.S., he would again be put into deportation proceedings and wouldn't even be eligible for the limited form of relief he received previously.
Yeah, let me ask a follow-up question on Barrio 18 and on the judge's order, if I might. If they say you can't ship him back to El Salvador, let's clear up that clerical moment, ship him back to El Salvador because he says a rival gang, which, by the way, would imply that he's a member of a gang, that rival gang, his life would be at risk, and now the gang no longer exists. Barrio 18 no longer exists. Does that part of the judge's order just disappear, or is there legal action that the judge would have to take or the courts would have to take to negate that part of the restriction?
No, ICE can put him back into deportation proceedings because due to changed circumstances. And also, we have to consider his subsequent violations of the law. His wife has filed two separate requests for protection against him due to domestic violence, and he was pulled over in 2022 for transporting eight other illegal aliens from Houston to Maryland in what seems to be a very clear smuggling or trafficking violation. And so he has multiple crimes against him and would not be eligible for these forms of relief.
Yeah, and the owner of that SUV was pulled over onto as a confessed human smuggler. He's admitted that. Let me ask you this, Laura. Does it complicate the issue because Garcia was then deported and immediately imprisoned in CECOT? Had he had just gone into El Salvador without being imprisoned, would that have changed anything in your estimation?
Well, it's the left that is trying to inflame the situation and to drum up opposition for the American public. And so, you know, images of that go both ways. The Trump administration have used those images of sending people to that prison to send a message. Don't come here illegally. Don't, particularly if you're a gang member, and if you're already here, you're going to be sent out. But it is also how President Bukele of El Salvador has successfully clamped down on all of the gangs in El Salvador and made that country much safer.
Yeah, it's a great article. Abrego Garcia, the poster child for the left's demands of endless due process. We'll post it a little bit later on this morning so you can get a chance to read it. If not, just go to Heritage Foundation, their website. I'm sure it's there. Laura, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Have a great day and enjoy your weekend. It really is. It's the best article I've read so far in this whole process. You understand with great clarity. The fact that she writes that Garcia did not follow the U.S. due process when coming into the country.
Well, I've argued that. That's been my argument from day one.
And basically, that's green card, that's refugee status, that's asking for asylum. If you do any of those things and you follow our laws and you engage in due process, then you're going to get that due process
on
the
way out. Yeah.
But when you come into the country illegally, you basically spit in the face of due process. Don't expect it back.
Yeah, because if otherwise, folks, let's suggest this. If you say, oh, no, that's not fair, you have to give them due process regardless, that means 20 million individuals are going to have to do that. You understand that, right? 20 million cases.
Right, and I think people don't understand the difference between civil versus criminal, and that these the administrative judges are actually Justice Department employees. They're not Article 3 judges, or criminal judges, all right? 720, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between now and 9 o'clock this morning. We have a delegate, Nina Mangione, to join us. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Boy, we're in great shape financially in the state. I'm just so proud of what this governor has done. Oh, wait. Anything that bad happens, it must be Donald Trump's fault, right? Because apparently Donald Trump now sits in the legislature in Annapolis and spends more than we take in. That Donald Trump, you can't trust that guy.
Yeah, well, again, that's pretty standard default position for the left, and yeah. we'll blow that argument out of the water. So Delegate Mangione will be there at 8:07 to talk about the downgrading from AAA to AA. And, of course, we have Mackenzie Frost at 8:37 this morning on the city budget. So we're packed full of information for you this morning.
Yeah, just to know, folks, that downgrading means we have to pay more money when we borrow.
Exactly.
Which means now we have a little bit less to spend because we're now going to be paying a higher interest rate on the loans we take out. 7:23, traffic and weather's on the 3 once again. It's Watch Out, I'm Calling Things here. Chuck Whitaker.
Only for right now, just a minute or so.
All right.
The outer loop of the Beltway, 795 coming down through Liberty Road, right here at Liberty Road. I mean, it's crawling, and the report is an accident. Outer loop at I-70, both the cameras right there are out, so we don't have a visual on it, but I can tell you the visual with the backup is solid right here at Liberty Road. It's not moving very well at all for the traffic coming south. The other big problem, northeast side of the Beltway, that wreck is on the inner loop right before Bel Air Road. Happened early this morning, still blocks the right lane. You'll have delays coming over from Paring Parkway and from Hartford Road. You can take the ramp. That's a left exit coming off the Beltway to White Marsh Boulevard. White Marsh Boulevard over to 95. And then you're on your way once again. Just the normal delays. Really not as bad as normal. Right now at 895, it's backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is back to Moravia Road. They're still working on the wreck at Arundel County, westbound Route 100 at Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, many of our listeners are looking forward to the crab feast and Chuck roast, because especially Chuck's very unique way of eating crabs.
Yeah,
he just makes a small hole in the top of the crab shell and just sucks it right out in one fell swoop. It's just amazing to watch.
Yeah. I wish you wouldn't let those secrets out. It's just awful.
Okay, now I have a question for you, Chuck, because this is a matter of continuing debate in many households. Do you eat the mustard?
Yeah,
I do too.
Okay.
Some people look at us and say, God, that's horrible. Yeah. I said, no, it tastes good.
Some people think it's the best part of the crab.
Yeah,
that's just don't eat the,
I think it is.
The dead men or the gills, the lungs.
Yeah. No, I don't like that.
I'm not big on hanging out with dead men.
All right.
But the more, quote-unquote, mustard, the better.
Yeah. Okay.
Good stuff. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
The expert has spoken.
Weather channel forecast, few passing showers, even a thunderstorm possible, high of 80. Right now, 65 in Parkville, 66 in Pasadena.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's 7:26. Time now for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed it is, and yesterday, the first time an American president ever visited the country of Qatar, and boy, President Trump scored a big win, secured an historic $1.2 trillion economic commitment from the Qataris, including a big deal, the largest deal ever on an order of Boeing jets.
It's the largest order of jets in the history of Boeing. That's pretty good.
Indeed it is. He also had a cautionary note for the murder mullahs of Iran as they continue to pursue nuclear weapons.
Hopefully they're going to make the right decision, because something's going to happen one way or the other. It's very simple. It's going to happen one way or the other. They can't have a nuclear weapon, so we'll either do it friendly or we'll do it very unfriendly, and that won't be pleasant.
By the way, the Boeing and GE Aerospace secured a landmark order from Qatar Airways, $96 billion agreement to acquire up to 210 American-made Boeing 787 Dreamliners and other aircraft as well. President Trump also says that there's something wrong with Chuck U. Schumer.
Schumer's, you know, he's become a Palestinian. Something wrong with him. I don't know. I've known him a long time, and there's something wrong. He's lost his confidence totally. There's something wrong with him.
He lost his mojo, as they say. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not be attending the ceasefire negotiations in Turkey, something that Trump had stated that if Trump wasn't going, then Putin probably wouldn't go either. Wondering if President Trump will decide at the last second. Maybe Putin will change his mind. You don't know. A lot of people are talking about the gift jet from the Qataris. We'll talk about that later on in the show, but I'm more concerned about why Qatar needs MQ-9 Reaper drones. That we're about ready to sell them. Remember, they have hosted Hamas in the past. Maybe this is a reset on the part of the president. By the way, inflation numbers are down. Grocery prices, biggest drop in 5 years. J.P. Morgan now has rescinded their prediction of a U.S. recession, as we're watching now the beginning of an economic expansion, probably the likes of which we'll never see again. Ed Martin, the former U.S. District Attorney, has held a farewell press conference the other day and said that he is going to be looking at the weaponization of government from inside the Justice Department.
The working group that's been meeting is an all-star team. It's across DOJ. It's people from different sections, civil rights, from different parts of the place. It's an all-star team focused initially on what Attorney General Bondi gave us on the memo. If you look at the memo on the second page, there's a list. Why were Catholics targeted? Why were school board members? Why were school board families targeted? What happened with J6? What was Jack Smith, the collaboration between federal employees, prosecutors, and Jack Smith? How did Jack Smith weaponize the grand jury system? There's a set on there, whistleblowers. The Biden administration was particularly hostile to whistleblowers. So we've been looking at these specific charges that Attorney General Bondi gave us, and we've been going through them. We've also been getting more weaponization folks coming forward within the government as well as outside, saying, can you look at this? Can you look at that? It's a problem that seems to be growing faster than we can capture it.
Indeed. More from Ed Martin coming up tomorrow's MAG Update, so stay with us. It's 7:30. Time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. All Allegheny County public schools in Western Maryland will be closed today after heavy rain caused flash flooding on Tuesday. Some of it rose very quickly, and some schools' first floors were nearly flooded. All schools and offices will be closed. No virtual learning. The only essential personnel are to report to work. The certificate ceremony will still be held at 6 p.m. The school will reach out to the community if there are any changes. Moody's has downgraded Maryland's credit rating from AAA to AA1, citing economic and financial underperformance. Both issuer ratings and general obligation bonds have been downgraded. Governor Wes Boers, Senate President Bill Ferguson, House Speaker Adrian Jones, and other state leaders have issued a joint statement saying, quote, to put it bluntly, this is a Trump downgrade, end quote. Still, Republican Senate Minority Whip Justin Reddy says the Democrats are blame-shifting. The downgrade is a result of reckless spending. Baltimore man has pled guilty to federal drug, firearm, and unemployment fraud charges. 22-year-old Vincent Ford was the passenger in a vehicle that was stopped by police in 2023. He was arrested after officers found fentanyl and oxycodone and cash in a satchel he was wearing along with a loaded gun under his seat. A subsequent investigation found he also took part in a scheme to defraud the state of at least $17,000 in unemployment insurance benefits during the pandemic. He is scheduled to be sentenced on November 3rd. And freshmen who make up the Naval Academy class of 2028 are officially fourth-class midshipmen. After taking part in an annual tradition, the Academy's first-year students successfully climbed the Herndon Monument on Wednesday to show their teamwork and perseverance. The students worked together. By the way, the monument is coated with the vegetable grease. So this vegetable shortening covered monument, they replaced the Dixie cup hat on the top with an upperclassman's cover, signaling the end of their plebe year. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Let me tell you why all lives matter. They matter because we've all been created with never-dying souls, souls that will spend eternity in heaven or hell. All of the violence and intimidation that is being fomented by the racist Marxist groups in America today is meant to accomplish one thing, control. Those who are directing this attempted overthrow of America want to bring our country under their evil atheistic authority. They don't recognize God, and that's where they're making a fatal mistake. They may ultimately gain control in America, as did the Bolsheviks in Russia, the Nazis in Germany, and the Maoists in China. But what their blind hatred overlooks is that life on earth is not all there is. Those of us who trust in Christ for eternal salvation know that whatever bondage we must live in here will soon be replaced by an eternity of bliss. The anti-God people who sell their soul to gain power on earth will see it go up in flames, literally, as they suffer in hell. My prayer is that the woke people wake up and repent. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Pick 3, lottery number 339, pick 4, 8445. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in the city, Orleans Street at Washington Street over on the east side. A lot of traffic through there. Two areas on the Beltway having problems this morning. The outer loop wreck at I-70. Looking at the traffic here, we don't have a camera working at 70, but I have the camera here at Liberty Road. And it's just crawling. I mean, it's gridlock, and it's all the way back beyond 795. 795 is going to have a problem as well, coming down from Owings Mills Boulevard and then trying to get on the Beltway. The speed's right here at Liberty Road. I'm telling you, they may be going 2, 3, 5 miles an hour at the most. Mostly stopped more than go right now because of that wreck at I-70. The inner loop wreck on the Parkville side is before Bel Air Road. That still blocks the right lane. That happened in the 4 o'clock hour this morning with a tractor trailer involved. You'll have delays there starting at Pearing. The outer loop is looking at it. The normal delays through Pikesville. JFX still okay. Nothing major. And you will have delays. All the normal heavy traffic southbound approaching both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Oriole fans probably muttering under their collective breath this morning following yesterday's doubleheader sweep at the hands of the Twins, who, by the way, ran their winning streak to 10 games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde asked after the game, how do you not let this sting linger?
You come back tomorrow and you got a day game tomorrow. So we got to put today behind us. That was a long day and a really disappointing day. And we got to flush it and come back tomorrow.
You might also want to gather the troops before the game today and play this great cut from the famous John Belushi movie.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Either way, what do you have to lose? Game time today, 12:35 p.m. Tomo Sugano goes for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, a day after Pete Rose was reinstated by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, the Reds paid tribute to baseball's all-time hits leader. A pregame moment of silence, members of the Rose family delivered the game ball before the game against the White Sox. Ravens extend the contract of running back Derrick Henry, 2 years, $30 million, 25 guaranteed, and then learn their 2025 NFL schedule includes 4 primetime games, including a Sunday night open opener at Buffalo, a Thanksgiving Day night home game against the Bengals, and two on the road to close the season at Green Bay at Pittsburgh, both games scheduled TBD. NBA playoffs last night, the T-Wolves close out the Warriors without Steph Curry, and the Celtics survive without Jason Tatum. NHL, the Panthers spank the Leafs in Toronto 6-1. They take a 3-2 lead in that series. The Oilers end the night season 1-0, and the Caps, of course, take on the Canes tonight in D.C., trailing that series 3-1. And finally, a happy birthday is in order today to arguably the greatest player in Ravens history. Hall of Famer and two-time Super Bowl champion Ray Lewis turns 50 years old today. The Ravens' first-ever draft choice spent 17 years patrolling the field for Baltimore. The time now is 7:37 when we return on this day in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
May 15th, 1920. That was 105 years ago. I don't think either one of you were around at that time. But that was the day that changed baseball history. They didn't know at that time, that day. But that was the day that the Boston Red Sox owner, Harry Frazee, sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees.
Curse of the Bambino.
Began on that day, today, 105 years ago. From what I'm reading from the history, he sold him because he wanted, he was also a Broadway show promoter, and he needed to finance a show. And he needed money. So he sold Babe Ruth to New York and got the money to finance the show. Don't know what happened to the show.
That is the longest, I think, curse in the history of Major League Baseball. Do you know what the second longest curse is?
Wait, what about the Billy Goat in Chicago? Yeah.
Well,
is that longer?
Yeah, I think that probably is longer.
I think it was like 1904 or 6.
Yeah,
but anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the third longest
third
curse.
Longest
the third
curse
longest curse
is the
Cal
curse
Ripken. Of Cal Ripken Sr.
1988.
Exactly.
All right, well, you know what?
Destined never to win another World Series.
Until what?
Until they make it right somehow. Okay. So that could be with Cal Ripken Jr. as the manager.
Do you think that's a possibility? Do you think he would even want that, Cal Ripken Jr.? The life he has today.
Yeah, he loves baseball, and he loved the organization so much. I think he would be willing, on a short-term basis, to see what he could do to turn it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you take a managerial... Why would the Orioles want him to take a managerial job?
It doesn't have to be a managerial
basis.
Job. It could be something else within the organization.
Okay, well, that would make sense. Yeah. But I think on a day-to-day in the dugout, I don't think he'd want that. To travel. I mean, he's got a great life.
Yeah.
You know? Sitting in the front row.
But he sleeps and drinks baseball.
He does.
He does.
Well, maybe Michael Elias ought to be feeling the heat.
Maybe you ought to pick up the phone and get rid of the curse.
You never know.
Maybe we need to bring in the witch doctor like Johnny Walker did. Remember that?
I would suggest further that just to cover his bases, he bring a billy goat in.
Just
in case.
Yeah.
So
it worked for the Cubs.
A listener is sure. Now saying that Jonathan Ogden was the Ravens' first draft pick.
Oh, you know what? That is true.
Okay.
He's right. You know what? I am wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm man enough to admit. I am wrong. You're absolutely right. Jonathan Ogden was the Ravens'
first
draft.
If we could just put that on a loop,
first draft choice.
I am wrong.
Yeah, and this whole thing about Ray Lewis being the greatest player, you know?
Yeah.
When
he
passes right over Elvis Gerback.
This is a guy that's already projected 103 losses. It's gone downhill from there.
I know, yeah.
You know what? I can't believe I said that. That's bad. That is bad. I have a huge mea culpa.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
7:40. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, there's a lot of heat still coming down among those who have been paying attention at all to what's been going on in Newark. Newark. It's hard because you went to school there, and I lived there for a while in Newark, which is in Delaware, but in Newark, which is in New Jersey. And, of course, we're talking about the Newark 3. This is like the Chicago 7, but kind of Bush League by comparison. And Hakeem Jeffries is one of those individuals in the Hill who is saying, you better watch out. Don't pick on us, because if you do, I'm drawing a red line right here.
Your statement the other day after there was this incident in Newark, you said they better not touch our numbers.
Correct.
what happens if they were to go and arrest these members or if they would try to sanction them during the House of Representatives?
They'll find out.
Wait, what?
What would you do? I mean,
They'll find out.
Recourse? I mean, doesn't that broach a...
They'll find out.
Doesn't that go across...
That's a red line.
What's the red line, though? I mean, I know we have the...
It's a red line. It's very clear.
Oh. It's very clear. Why? Because it's a red line. It's not like a mauve line or a flesh-toned line that might get confused with just flesh. This is a red line, which could be confused with the light real line, but no, probably not.
They know better than to go down that road, and it's been made loudly and abundantly clear to the Trump administration. We're not going to be intimidated...
It's been loudly and abundantly clear. This is a man who I think had a major in English
as
second language.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think he's threatening the Justice Department and the Trump administration now. So Hakeem better be careful.
Oh, wait. He's not the only threatener out there. You got to take these people seriously because they look all booked up and ready to come on attack.
If anyone's breaking the law in this situation, it's not members of Congress, it's the Department of Homeland Security. It's people like Tom Homan and Secretary Kristi Noem. You lay a finger on someone, on Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, or any of the representatives that were there, you lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem.
Yeah. You're, meaning you're going to have a problem because you're next.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, step right up, AOC.
Over at Homeland Security, one of the spokespeople of the Public Affairs Department is Tricia McLaughlin. She's a bit confused as to exactly who AOC is defending here. We'll get to that coming up in a couple. First, though, it's 7:43 on Talk Radio 680 WTBM. Hey, you know what we do not have, Sean? We do not have a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, and we need one. 410-WTBM-680 if you'd like to be that contestant. Right now, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The two big problem areas on the Beltway still there. The update on the outer loop accident at I-70. The new report says two of the left-hand lanes are blocked. That's the reason why we're not going anywhere to the south of Liberty Road, backed up all the way back to 795, and in turn, that's backing up towards Owings Mills Boulevard. The wreck from overnight, 4 o'clock hour, tractor-trailer went over the guardrail on the outer loop, or make that the inner loop at Bel Air Road. Still working on that, blocking the right lane. Delays go back to and beyond Perrin Parkway. Everything else on the Beltway is the normal delay. Both the tunnels, yeah, they're running heavy. Southbound, again, that's the normal backup. Then it's going to be busy around the ramps at 395. The new wreck in the city, east side, heads up there. A lot of traffic. Orleans Street at Washington Street. And again, that's over on the east side. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner. Get ready now for summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Let them check your tires, belts, hoses, and coolant. You'll be on your way with the help of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM weather channel forecast, few passing showers, even a rumble of a thunderstorm possible, high of 80. I know the folks in Western Maryland don't want to see any more rain.
Wow.
The flooding there was just off the charts. They're a little bit upset that Governor Moore hasn't addressed it or hasn't been out there. I look at a little hint. I just offer some free beer. He shows up wherever there's free beer in Western Maryland.
Same with those people at FEMA. They're right on top of it.
Yeah.
Mostly, you not go out there if the governor of the
state? Or at least address it. Immediately declare an emergency, state of emergency, whatever the case may be. But, you know, when you're out of the state so much, running for president, you know, you get a little distracted. Cloudy 67 in Middle River and 67 in Edgewater. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Our contestant, Mike in Eldersburg.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ladies.
Gentlemen. Who came in?
Except you.
All right, Mike, you want to go first?
I think he took a shot at me.
He did. He said, except you.
Yeah, that's nice. All right, Mike.
All right, Mike.
I'm going to pick number 4.
Shot. I think we...
Small shot. Yeah, I'm going to go on last today.
I think I've got like 8 out of the 10 roster spots of the dais filled already for the roast.
Yeah.
I may have a listener at large one. We may have
That'd be fun.
An on-air audition for that.
Yeah, you should.
All right.
honest.
That thought just rushed into my mind on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right.
Well, Chuck, in all fairness, there's lots of room there. So.
Yeah.
I understand. I got something else can rush through his mind.
Oh, listen, they have watermelon head over here. All right, Mike, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to try going last today.
All right, good luck to you, Mike. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's all in good fun, folks. We love each other.
No, it's
not. Hate your guts.
Story one, Trump Brands Incorporated are suing a watch company for selling Trump knockoff watches. Apparently, the merchandise looks exactly like the Trump watches, except instead of Trump, it has the word rump on it. This is the personal, private Trump merchandise, not associated with the White House or the government whatsoever. Story two, an Ohio man was arrested after receiving his 20th DUI citation while driving under the influence earlier this month. According to an incident, the officer apparently pulled the guy over at 12:45 a.m. and recognized him from previous DUI arrests. Into all 20, but he certainly had in the past. And story three, House Republicans Monday unveiled legislation that would establish a 5% tax on remittances from illegal aliens to those outside the United States, meaning whatever money they send outside the country would now be subject to a 5% tax. All right, there you go. Story one, the rump knockoff brand getting sued by Trump Brands. Story two, a man gets 20th DUI while allegedly driving drunk in Ohio. And story three, taxing the illegals who send money out of the country. All right, we'll start with Mr. Roos.
I think the Trump knockoff watches, that sounds true. As some entrepreneur thought he'd make a buck or two, and I understand why there'd be a suit that follows that. The 20 DUIs, we've seen too many of these cases. Way too many. This just sounds too probable. People who get DUIs get them over and over and over and over again. Yeah, I think that's true. I do not think that the Republicans have proposed a 5% tax, although it's a pretty damn good idea.
All right, Bruce goes for number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I was just asking Chuck his advice on buying watches, so I guess I better not make the mistake of buying this one, this fake Trump watch. But I think that's true, and I agree with Bruce, the DUI stuff, you see that over and over again. I'm going to say number three, because that's just too much effort for the House Republicans. I don't think they would get that.
They don't have much energy on them.
Nope.
All right, then, Chuck?
I think, one, you would wear that watch if you were going out to make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah.
So I'll go with that.
See, he's an expert on watches, Kristen. Mike?
Hey, I'm going to go with number three also.
Mike goes for number three. He does not follow Chuck for some strange reason. Any reason why, Chuck?
No, not today.
Not today?
That's all right.
All right.
That's all right. I don't
story
mind.
Two, the man, 20 DUI busts. Yeah, that's a true story. Sad, tragically, but true. And story one only got a single vote from Chaz Whitaker. And, folks, he's right. That's our fake news story.
No kidding.
But,
wow.
So, Mike, sorry. Thanks for listening,
Mike.
Yeah,
sorry.
There's a good support.
But I'll tell you what, though. That is, I mean, for some entrepreneur out there, they're going to figure out we're doing that.
Right.
Because the advertising is so heavy for the Trump watches that somebody's going to pop on that in some fashion.
It is partially true, isn't it? Because I saw a headline and a picture of
there
the
was,
watch.
There was
so a, were they just not suing?
There was a guy that, a woman that, a guy that ordered his wife a picture, a watch from the Trump watchmaker.
Okay. Oh,
and it, apparently they left the T off.
Okay.
So it said rump instead of Trump.
Saw the
yeah, so it was a error in the watchmaker. So
Bruce.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
All right, Bruce, you get a chance to get even. June 20th. Get your tickets, WCBM.com.
Chuck is just so good. He's so smart. You know, I mean, it's amazing. The level of reverence in which I hold this man.
Now, I got to tell you, he is, for a traffic reporter, he's very well informed outside of the traffic arena.
Yeah, he really is. You know, the man has no curbs, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On the highway of life, there's no off-ramp.
No off-ramp.
For Chuck.
One day there will be.
Yes. There'll be an off-ramp for all of us one day.
One day I'll just go over the sky ramp, and that'll be the
that'll
end.
That'll be it. Exactly.
We revere him. We do.
You know, I already told you. When I go, I'm going to be cremated. I'm going to drink heavily for 3 days.
Yes.
That's right.
Fire will never go out.
Then go. When they light me up.
Light a match. It's over. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Calm
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability,
Congress,
advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Good morning. It's 7:53. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man we all revere, which means once upon a time we veered him, and now we revere him. I think. Chuck?
Maybe we should get Paul Revere.
Paul Revere.
Yes. Right. The outer loop of the Beltway, the wreck, apparently the word is that it may be clearing from the bridge there at I-70 at the two left-hand lane block. If it's there or not there by now, the outer loop is still not moving very well right here at Liberty Road. As a matter of fact, again, we're looking at the speed maybe 2-3 miles an hour on the outer loop as you're coming down from 795. 795 also gets the backup. And then the big wreck early this morning, tractor trailer went off the roadway over the guardrail. Inner loop at Bel Air Road still there. Is at least 4 or 5 wreckers in that area, and we can see the wreckage is still there. So they've been there for a while. Only two lanes are getting by. Delays coming over now from Lock Raven Boulevard, from Perrin Parkway. The outer loop has actually gotten a little bit better going by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Yesterday, of course, we'll get to that just a second, the RFK hearings. I just want to tell you, Weather Channel forecasts a few passing showers continue today, tonight, and maybe even Preakness Saturday. So it's going to be wet for the next couple of days. 80, the expected high, 67 in Arnold right now, 67 cloudy in the city. So I've watched a lot of these hearings over the years, and I got to tell you, I don't think there's anybody that was more prepared for his hearing than Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yesterday. He was ready for everything that Democrats brought to him. This is a Josh Harder Democrat trying to imply that he and Republicans are trying to cut Medicaid for the vulnerable people of America.
So do you disagree with the cuts that are being proposed for Medicaid right now?
Oh, the cuts to, you know, this is a, I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse, and I'll tell you what that means. It means that because of DOGE, we were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that. there are another million people who are collecting both under Obamacare. And
the Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed.
These are the
only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. There are another million illegal aliens. We announced a law yesterday, a rule yesterday, we're not going to pay illegal aliens anymore. And guess what Gavin Newsom did this morning? He said we're going to take all the illegal aliens off the California Medicaid rolls because the feds aren't paying for them anymore.
Yeah. So there you have it. And again, we were told by others that they're not on Medicaid. They are. Two biggest problems right now for Medicaid are illegal aliens and able-bodied people stealing Medicaid benefits from pregnant women, from poor children, and from the disabled elderly. Mm-hmm. You are able-bodied men are stealing their Medicaid benefits. Next up was Rosa DeLauro, the purple-haired Democrat from Connecticut.
Congress, again, power of the purse resides here, appropriated $246 million for CDC's tobacco prevention programs. Do you commit to following the law again, fully obligating those funds so that we can help adults who want to quit using tobacco and prevent teens from becoming addicted?
Allow me to answer that by pointing out the absolute cataclysmic disorganization of this agency under your oversight for 40 years. We had nine separate offices of women's health. When we consolidate them, the Democrats say we're eliminating them. We're not. We're still appropriating the $3.7 billion, but we're not keeping all nine. We had eight separate offices for minority health. We eliminated one. We had 27 HIV offices.
Okay, let me just... I'm going to interrupt.
We had 59 behavioral health
programs.
Right.
I'm well over time.
Yeah, she didn't like what she was hearing there. And then finally, this on Alzheimer's and corruption at the NIH.
And I could talk to you about scientific corruption all day long, about horror stories that we know have happened within NIH. One of those, probably the worst, is the amyloid plaque scandal. For 20 years, we were... Because of utter corruption and fraud, we were directing Alzheimer's research to one hypothesis, and any other hypothesis was shut down. We should have the cure for Alzheimer's today. We don't have it purely because of corruption at NIH.
Purely because of corruption at NIH, and that's all going to stop. There's more of RFK Jr. We'll have that for you tomorrow here on the program as well. I'm telling you, he brought the receipts, and he embarrassed the Democrats and stunned his critics with a great performance yesterday. I was very impressed. I'll tell you about, speaking of being impressed, AES Builder Home Improvements, Tim Munson and his firm, AES Builders Home Improvements, for over 35 years, they have built a trust by delivering, I'm talking top quality additions, remodeling, and you remember their motto, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Well, they stand by that, and I've seen it and experienced it, and you will too, having earned over 43 Super Service Awards, A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. They're all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners. Never bid to subcontractors, and they always give you the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. Here's a great spring offer. First, for 25 new customers to call, we'll get $2,500 off any additions, kitchen or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE, or go to aeshome.us, and when they're done, you will be happy. Don't forget, a special offer, call right now, 1-800-787-SAVE. Delegate Nino Mangione. Coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. is getting very close to securing a nuclear deal with Iran.
Iran has sort of agreed to the terms. They're not going to make, I call it in a friendly way, nuclear dust. We're not going to be making any nuclear dust in Iran. And we've been strong. I want them to succeed. I want them to end up being a great country, frankly, but they can't have a nuclear weapon. That's the only thing. It's very simple.
A short time ago, the president spoke to U.S. troops at an air base in Qatar before traveling to the United Arab Emirates, the third stop of his Middle East tour. Russian President Vladimir Putin is absent from peace talks with Ukraine. He failed to show up in Turkey today, where Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived after challenging Putin to meet with him there. Donald Trump said he was not surprised that Putin was a no-show. Israel's military continues to pound targets in the Gaza Strip.
Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 54 Palestinians overnight in a southern Gaza city, a day after Israeli airstrikes killed at least 70 people throughout Gaza. The southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis was bombarded overnight by Israeli missiles. It was the second heavy night of bombing.
Correspondent Karen Chamas. Walmart's chief financial officer says price hikes from tariffs could start later this month. John Rainey tells CNBC tariffs are still too high. Even with this week's agreement to lower import taxes from China to 30% for the next 90 days. NATO foreign ministers are debating a U.S. demand to massively ramp up defense investment to 5% of GDP over the next few years. At talks going on in Turkey today, NATO Secretary General said more funds and military equipment are needed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
New wreck just came in from Baltimore County, Greenspring Valley Road between Falls Road and Greenspring Avenue, so it gets a little narrow in there, so be on the lookout for that. We're not sure yet about the lane blockage. The wreck did clear from the outer loop of the Beltway at I-70, and it loosened up pretty quickly now, moving south from Liberty Road. It's not going to recover all the way back, but it is better than it was with the lanes at least open again at I-70. They're still working on the wreck that happened 4 o'clock this morning on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. They're still there with the right lane tractor trailer was involved. Heavy delays coming eastbound from Towson, trying to get over to the east side past Hartford Road and then over towards 95. There was a new wreck coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Heads up, Prince George's County. It's near the intercounty connector northbound on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown 62 degrees, Ocean City 64, and Parkville currently also 64 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Freshmen who make up the Naval Academy's class of 2028, you might have seen the footage yesterday. They are officially fourth-class middies now after taking part in an annual tradition that is climbing the Herndon Monument. And this is the Herndon Monument, of course, will be shortening covered, vegetable shortening covered, about an inch or two thick. They did it. They established it. They replaced the Dixie Cup hat on the top with an upperclassman's cover, signaling the end of their plebe year. This year's capper was 20-year-old Augustus Russo of Summit, New Jersey. The challenge took 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 31 seconds. That's a long time to struggle. Baltimore firefighter is on life support after suffering a medical emergency at the scene of a Monday row home fire on West Saratoga. The family of Lieutenant Mark Dranbauer Jr. has posted a message saying that his injuries are, quote, too catastrophic to sustain life, and he is on life support to allow time for his organs to be carefully prepared for donation. The family says it is eternally grateful for all prayers and offers of support during this immensely difficult time, and funeral service information will be provided as it becomes available. And all Allegheny County Public Schools in Western Maryland, they're closed today. Heavy, heavy rain caused flash flooding on Tuesday. All schools and offices will be closed. There'll be no virtual learning, and only essential personnel are to report to work. The certificate ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. today. It will go on, and the school will reach out to the community if there are any changes. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 339. Pick 4, 8445. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Don't usually quote headlines in the Sun, but today's was just too accurate to pass up. Birds of blunder, it read, and that's exactly what Baltimore was yesterday, leaving 16 on in the Twin Bill sweep at the hands of Minnesota. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde on the painfully obvious reality.
They're making plays. Their teams are getting hits against us in big spots, and we're having a tough time doing that.
Birds didn't score after the third inning in either game yesterday. Outscored 5-0 in the eighth and ninth. Couple of big three-run homers won the games for Minnesota. O's go for the salvage with Tomo Sugano this afternoon at 12:35. Going to be a tough road to hoe for the Ravens this year as they embark on their 2025 schedule. They'll face four legit NFL Super Bowl contenders in the season's first 6 weeks at Buffalo, at KC, home against the Lions and the Rams. And they'll do it with a newly extended Derrick Henry. The King signs for 2 years at $30 million. PGA Championship gets underway today at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Masters champ Rory McIlroy looking to go back-to-back after going more than a decade without capturing one Grand Slam. Coming up in 30 minutes, another great call from Preakness Past. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. Barnin and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for 120 years. From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland was obviously not Governor Moore and the Democrats who have driven the bus right over the edge of the cliff. But joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County, as Moody's has now downgraded our bond rating from AAA to AA1. Now, this was something, Nino, that they warned about last year.
Sean, Bruce, good morning.
Morning, Sean.
And what can you say? And this is so important. Let's just remember the situation that Governor Morris got us in here. Remember, and the Democrat majority, $3 billion deficit last year, record tax increases, budget deficit to $6 billion by 2030. Now we lose our AAA bond rating. This is a disaster. And let me make this point. See, we talk about it all the time. There are a lot of problems in the state of Maryland, but not all of us are going to encounter a situation like Rachel Martin with illegal aliens, which it is a serious problem. We're not all going to be carjacked by a thug in Baltimore City, which is obviously crime is a serious problem. But we are all going to pay these historic tax increases, and we're all going to suffer the economic impact and live in this era of drastic irresponsibility. That's what's happening right now. I'm calling this the season of irresponsibility of Governor Moore. And let's look at the facts. Maryland experienced its greatest financial calamity in decades yesterday when we lost our AAA bond rating. This, I believe, is the first time. This decision by Moody's ends more than three decades when we had the highest bond rating in all three agencies. That's Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch. But when it comes to Moody's, guys, this coveted AAA bond rating, the first time we've lost it since 1973, over half a century. This decision, this is 4 years of what happened after President Biden, 3 years of Governor Moore and the supermajority in the legislature, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I mean, the key point is that for 3 years, the Democrats have had total control, governor, the both houses, the governor, the state legislature, total control of these committees and total control of the Board of Public Works, and it has been a disaster. Remember, Governor Hogan, he left us with the Democrat supermajority with a $5 billion surplus. Remember that.
And a AAA rating.
Yeah. He had $3 billion in the rainy day fund and a $2.5 billion structural surplus. And what happened? The very first thing Governor Moore and the Democrats did was they went on a spending rampage. They raided the rainy day fund. They blew through the surplus. And if I recall, the first thing Governor Moore did, the very first thing, I think it was somewhere around $69 million that Hogan withheld to provide abortion care. He went on such a spending spree that he said, nope, we're going to take 60-some million dollars and spend it on abortion. His very first move, and unfortunately, it's been followed up by terrible decision after terrible decision with him, the governor, and the Democrat supermajority. What an absolute disaster.
Yeah, and you must be mistaken on one thing, though, and that is that all the Democrats say very clearly that this is Donald Trump's fault, so they must be right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's what their statement, Ray. This is from Wes Moore, Aruna Miller, Derek Davis, Brooke Learman, Adrian Jones, and Bill Ferguson. Quote, to put it bluntly, this is a Trump downgrade, end of quote. So
yeah.
We'll get your thoughts on the reaction to that, Nino, in just a second. It's 8:13.
Yeah, how many Democrats could be wrong, you know? How many Democrats can be wrong on the head of a needle, I guess. It's 8:13, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
All right, both the tunnels are still backed up. 895 right around Pulaski Highway. 95 is around Moravia Road. So about the normal 20 to 25-minute delay for the traffic through there. And then we've been having some delays coming through the city towards Camden Yards. 95 today looks a lot better through that area at 395 heading out to the Beltway on the southwest side. The Sky Ramp coming in towards the Convention Center looks good through that area. The west side still moving some traffic. It's still slow. We had the big wreck earlier on the outer loop right at the bridge at I-70. Still backed up towards the ramps at 795. And there's really no change on this wreck from overnight. Tractor trailer went over the guardrail. They're still pulling that debris from the side of the guardrail. Inner loop at Bel Air Road still blocks the right lane. Delays from Towson as you're heading over towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we've got a few passing showers, a thunderstorm possible, high of 80 today. It's cloudy and 66 in Bel Air, 66 in Stevensville. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, we're talking about Moody's has now downgraded our bond rating from AAA to AA1, first time in 3 decades, as you just heard Delegate Mangione say. The joint statement released by the Democrats blame it on Trump, saying he has wreaked havoc on the region with his federal funding and cuts. But let me ask you this, Nino. The Democrats knew who won the election on November 5th. They had 2 months to plan for the general insane asylum session. They then had 90 days to do, to sort of Trump-proof the state. Yeah. And look, I agree with what President Trump has done, because we have to get our national debt and our deficits under control. Government is way too big. And what did the Democrats do? Instead of doing fiscal responsibility, they doubled down. They passed the largest tax increase in history. They squander surplus, run it into a deficit. They won't abandon the red line, the Climate Control Act of 2022, and all their spending. They chase businesses out with a tech tax. They're chasing retirees out of the state. You know, you do the exact opposite when you're trying to basically cushion against these kind of federal jobs cuts and losses. But they did the inverse. They are completely out of their minds.
Sean, you are absolutely correct. They're the reason my whole life, and I'm sure most of your life, you've heard people's dissatisfaction and why they despise politicians. Because this is what happened. The Democrats, the governor, they spent recklessly. They've raised the fees, like you said. They've raised taxes. They completely ignored, this is very important, they completely ignored the advice from our state budget analysts. These are experts. These are brilliant financial minds. And we pay them, the taxpayers pay them a lot of money. These are nonpartisan people that predict how our budget's going to end up if you spend this or don't spend that. And they completely ignored them for years, saying we were heading down the wrong path here. Our credit providers like Moody's, before Donald Trump took office, well before last year, they were warning, they ignored that. They were saying this for at least a year before Trump took office, and our financial people in the state of Maryland have been saying this for years. The simple fact of the matter is more in the Democrat supermajority. They tax and spend. That is their agenda from day one. They lost any restraint or judgment. Now Maryland's paying the price. And let's be clear, Biden was the president during this time of reckless spending, disregarding, again, the warnings of our budget analysts. It wasn't Trump. This Democrat rage to this financial disaster was all implemented during the Biden administration. The Biden administration, Kerwin, was not passed during Trump. That was passed years ago. This is an absolute shame on them for trying to pass this buck. This budget disaster, I'm going to say it's a nationwide embarrassment. It's the result, really, of turning our state, you just hit it, over to these progressives, these social activists, lacking common sense, lacking any business experience, no basic understanding, really, of the function of government. It's not just to spend money and raise taxes. The simple fact, really, guys, Governor Moore, the Democrats, their budgets rely on bringing in more money from us, the taxpayers, through higher taxes and fees. That's why they thought it was okay. All right, we have a budget deficit. Let's just raise taxes and fees. They have no restraint, no common sense, and worse, they will not listen to the experts that the state hired. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and shame on them for even trying to bring him into this discussion.
Well, we talk about the Californification of Maryland, but let me take it a step further. Apparently, there's a brand new, very conservative voice in California that has an awful lot of people out there very interested. This individual is now saying he is shocked, I am tell you, at the number of homeless that are all over the streets in major urban areas in that state, and at the profligate spending that's taking place. What's this guy's name again? Oh, yeah, he's the governor of the state, Newsom, something or another. Maybe there's a new conservative heading our way. We'll be named Wes Moresom.
Well, yeah, let's hope so. But I think the time—I just don't know if these people know how to turn to turn the bus around or the train. They'll continue to run it right off the cliff. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, they need to really understand the significance of this, of what happened yesterday with this bond credit downgrade. I mean, you're talking about increased borrowing costs, and the state of Maryland is a very high borrowing state. I mean, the most immediate impact of this lower bond rating is we're going to face higher interest rates when we borrow money by selling these bonds. And these bonds, for everybody listening, I mean, they are how we pay for lots of our infrastructure, like roads, bridges, and the Democrats love the transit system, education with schools, building new schools. I mean, I know in my district, there's always talk surrounding my district about building the new Delaney High School, for example, public safety, building hospitals, police, prison, whatever, these environmental projects, everything. A lot of it is based on borrowing, and these higher interest rates mean the state will spend more money to service its debt over the life of these bonds. So ultimately, who's paying for this?
Yeah, well, it's going to be us. But here's the thing. There's about a minute left. Since you're right, since we're higher interest rates, we have to pay it back higher rate on these bonds. So that's going to blow the budget, right? So the money's already been budgeted. So now they've got to pay back at a higher rate. And then if there are any more economic downturn or loss, we don't know with one big beautiful bill that's not out yet. When it does come out, Maryland could lose $1 billion in Medicaid funding based on the fact that you got a bunch of able-bodied men on Medicaid. So do you see a special session in the near future, Delegate?
I don't know about that, Sean, but I don't know if I can see this, but what should happen is that the governor should be defeated for his reelection. President Ferguson and Speaker Jones need to be replaced. They bear a significant amount of responsibility here. We need sound, experienced, moderate Democrats to run in primaries. I mean, Republicans need to govern like Republicans. Voters need to support Republican candidates. I mean, what is the next straw until people wake up and say that we cannot go in this direction? People have told me don't spend money on politics. Well, people need to get involved. I mean, we need people to make donations to help Republicans put up yard signs. I cannot believe what I've seen happen in just the last 3 years of Governor Moore.
Yeah. Very good. Delegate Nino Mangione on our Newsmaker Hotline. Nino, we'll talk to you again shortly. Appreciate that. Tomorrow on the program at 8:07, we'll be joined by the Democrat challenger to Westmore, Ed Hale Sr. will be here to weigh in on the credit downgrade as well. Take 21. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Trump's historic Middle Eastern trip continues as Democrats continue to hurl insults and obstacles.
They're a bunch of dried up old farts who haven't had sex since Eisenhower.
Tulsi Gabbard is firing deep state rats.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
And more bad news for Letitia James.
You and your friends keep on playing punk games because we're going to land on you hard.
I hope she looks good in orange.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, 23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
back down here in 95, Howard County, and now a delay northbound coming up to 175. I haven't seen the accident yet. The camera is still looking to the south. We need to get that thing turned around so we can get a look. But there's definitely some road blockage there, and we're going to back up back to the area at Route 32. So anybody coming north from there now, just now, right after Route 32, the camera is now showing that's where the backup is beginning. So now from 216 to 32 up to 175 on 95 North. You'll have a delay there. Think about your options, Route 1 or the BW Parkway. This is a big delay already through there. Beltway Northeast side, still working on the wreck. Tractor trailer wreck early this morning went over the guardrail on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. They're still blocking the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says a few passing showers, thunderstorm maybe today, 80, same for tomorrow. Scattered showers or storms, high around 88. Unfortunately, it's the same forecast for Preakness Saturday. Sunday is your best day of the upcoming weekend. Right now, 65 and hazy in Forest Hill, 68 in Dundalk. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
A25 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, let's find out which lefty has lost it. And this one, I'm afraid, is beyond the pale. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this is like the punchline. There's an old joke that says, a guy's taking a test, he turns the test in late. A professor says, I said all tests had to be turned in 5 minutes ago. You're just turning it now. I'm afraid I can't accept your test. The big lecture call, the kid says, oh, come on, just take it this once. The professor says, no, I'm not going to take it. The kid says, don't you know who I am? The professor says, no, I don't. The kid lifts up half the exam, puts it in the middle, and slips it down and says, great, there's my test. This is what should be happening to Michelle Obama.
People don't even recognize me. You know why? Because they're on their phones. Nobody is looking at each other. I could walk right past somebody with a hat on, you know, and I'm just a black woman in a cap. I fly commercial. I am out there with the people, and folks are not paying attention.
Try saying just for try to emphasize, let them eat cake. Try saying that. I'm just I think it fits in your mouth real well. Let them eat cake. My God, we have Marie Antoinette among us, folks. But she goes out with the people, don't you know? But they should recognize her. She demands it. She demands your attention. Otherwise, she's just a black woman with a cap. Huh. Don't you realize who I am? No. Put your test in the middle and get the hell out of the hall.
Yeah, she is such a person of the people. Apparently, they listed their Martha's Vineyard.
Did they really?
Yeah, and guess what the asking price is?
$27
million. $39
million.
$39 million. She's such a person of the people. Oh, my goodness. Get ready.
But, you know, they have to pay for their own Uber. Yeah. I mean, that kind of thing. It's just it's a burden, Sean.
It is indeed. By the way, one of our listeners writes in, how other states managed to avoid being downgraded by Moody's. Maryland has become too dependent on federal spending. Yeah, you could look to Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia's got a lot of federal employees, especially in Nova, Northern Virginia. But they've got a Republican governor that is fiscally responsible. That's the big difference there. D.C., by the way, was downgraded as well. So there you have another progressive Democrat, Muriel Bowser. She has basically spent that city into oblivion. And that's the reason why. When you're too reliant on government, when you're too reliant on federal spending, this is what happens.
You know, I'll tell you what, beyond that, these people in Annapolis have not planned for something that I think under this administration is inevitable. It's not just the shrinkage of government. It's moving some of these government departments out of Washington, D.C., which means moving them out of Prince George's and Montgomery County as well, to somewhere else in the country. What's going to happen to the tax base of this state as that happens? If you're depending on all those federal tax dollars.
That's exactly the reason why you don't penalize living in this state for all Marylanders, retiring in this state for retirees, and you don't push businesses out of the state with the tech tax. They did exactly as I said to Delegate Mangione. It's a course in what not to do when you're facing shortages for whatever reason. So earlier in the show, we did an op-ed from Johnny Zero.
Yes.
Says, I can fix government better than Elon Musk.
He can.
And President Trump, my door is open. And somehow that was on the Fox News channel. Phil says, Johnny Commie Zero can burn in hell. He not only destroyed our roads, but our neighborhoods with Section 8 housing. From allowed overpriced housing made for the lobbyists of D.C. to moving the hoodies from the West Baltimore out to our peaceful neighborhoods and creating chaos, to appointing a political activist as police commissioner that plays stupid when crime rises in Towson because of the aforementioned hoodies coming out of the city, as well as lowering the bar for new police recruits who don't do their job and complain when you call for help. I hope to the great Lord above that President Trump wipes the floor with his communist rat and he runs with his tail between his legs, as he rightfully should. Yeah, a lot of folks weighing in on Johnny Zero's op-ed on Fox News here this morning. It's just, you know, it's amazing the high opinion that he holds of himself.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us. We're talking about the city budget, and there's problems there. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 8:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, folks. All Allegheny County public schools in Western Maryland will be closed today after heavy rain caused flash flooding on Tuesday. All schools and offices will be closed. No virtual learning. The only essential personnel will be reporting to work. The certificate ceremony will still be held at 6 p.m. at the school, and they'll reach out to the community if there are any changes. Moody's has downgraded Maryland's credit rating from AAA to AA1, assigning economic and financial underperformance. Both issuer ratings and general obligation bonds have been downgraded. Governor Wes Moore, Senate President Bill Ferguson, House Speaker Adrian Jones, and other state leaders have issued a joint statement saying, to put it bluntly, this is a quote, this is a Trump downgrade. Governor Moore and the others say over the last 100 days, the federal administration's decisions have wreaked havoc on the entire region, including Maryland. Senate Minority Whip Justin Reddy says, no, Democrats are blame-shifting here. The downgrade is a result of reckless spending on their part. A Baltimore man has pled guilty to federal drug, firearm, and unemployment fraud charges. 22-year-old Vincent Ford was a passenger in a vehicle that was stopped by police in 2023. He was then arrested, and after officers found fentanyl on his person, along with a loaded gun under his seat, subsequent investigation found that he also took part in a scheme to defraud the state of at least $17,000 in unemployment insurance benefits during the pandemic. Freshmen who make up the Naval Academy's class of 2028 are officially fourth-class midshipmen after taking part in an annual tradition. The Academy's first-year students successfully completed the Herndon Monument climb on Wednesday. To show their teamwork and perseverance, the students worked together to scale the 21-foot vegetable shortling-covered monument to replace a Dixie Cup hat with an upperclassman's cover, signaling the end of their plebe or freshman year. 8:32 on WCBM coming up next. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick three, lottery number 339. Pick 48445. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right lane still affected. Inner loop at Bel Air Road. Again, this tractor trailer went off the beltway, went over the guardrail right at the ramp at Bel Air Road. That happened in the 4 o'clock hour this morning, and we're still down to just the center and the left hand lane. So again, if you're traveling from Towson, you're on the beltway headed over towards 95. That's the reason for the backup. The right lane is still closed. It looks a a little better now. Northbound on I-95 with the wreck in Howard County near Route 175. So the speeds have picked up a little bit. That will help the traffic now coming north from the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are dealing with some rain the rest of this week. Today, a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 88. Scattered showers and storms again Saturday, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and get a $39.99 full synthetic oil change plus a free tire rotation only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Restrictions apply. Offer ends May 31st. See store for details.
Obviously, our backs are against the wall.
Harry Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tomo Sugano takes the hill for Baltimore this afternoon at 12:35 as the Birds try to put yesterday behind them and salvage a game against the Twins. Sugano has been stellar for the Birds of late, 2.72 ERA over his eight starts, four quality in his last five, a 2.13 ERA in that span. But the O's bats need to step up, averaging just 3.8 runs per game. That's six worse in Major League Baseball. Only the White Sox with a worse record in Baltimore in the American League. With Derrick Henry now in the fold for two more years, the Ravens learned their schedule yesterday. Baltimore gets four primetime games and face four legit Super Bowl contenders in the season's first 6 weeks. Caps attempt to stave off elimination tonight in D.C. against the Hurricanes. Right wing Tom Wilson on where it's at.
Ball and next game's the biggest game, and start with the first period and go from there. It's not going to be easy. They're a hardworking team, but you know, we're going to have some fight here. We're going to go out there and do our best and leave it all out there and see what happens.
And finally, Preakness 150 just around the corner. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 36 years. 1989, the nation captivated by two horses. Sunday Silence, Easy Goer, going head-to-head in all three Triple Crown races. Sunday Silence had won the Derby and was looking to keep his Triple Crown hopes alive in Baltimore.
In the stretch, on the outside, it's Sunday Silence. On the inside, Easy Goer. And down the stretch they come. On the outside, it's Sunday Silence. Easy Goer with Pat Day. Easy Goer on the inside with a slight lead. On the outside, Sunday Silence. The rest of them far back. Here's the finish of the Preakness. Sunday Silence and Easy Goer. Photo finish. Noses apart. I can't tell. But on the outside, Sunday Silence with Pat Valenzuela. He's waving his whip like he thinks he won it.
And indeed it was Sunday Silence. 3 weeks later, Easy Goer denying the Triple Crown glory to Sunday Silence in the Belmont by eight lengths, running the second fastest Belmont Stakes of all time behind only Secretariat. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Take 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. A lot of bad financial news here today. The Moody's downgrading the credit rating of the state of Maryland from AAA to AA1. Next up is the city budget. And on our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 investigative reporter, goes in-depth tonight on the city budget. Mackenzie, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about an $85 million deficit, and about one-third of this is this revenue generation is going to be coming in increased fees and fines. What can you tell us that what are they proposing to do?
Yeah, so the mayor wants to, he says, modernize a lot of the fines and fee structures in this city. The one he always points to specifically is he's proposing to double the tipping fee, going from about $67.50 to $135 per ton. He says that these fines haven't been updated since 1993, so it's time to modernize and keep up with this. But some of these fines and fees also include increasing the fee for an ambulance ride, with the exception of Medicaid users, by 20%. And so some of them are getting some pushback by people like City Council President Zeke Cohen, who argues that this is going to put economic pressure on people in the city who are already feeling the pinch from everything else happening in the world right now.
Are we expected to see, as part of this revenue generator, there's a story that you guys are reporting on this morning about stop sign cameras. Are we expected to see more of this kind of revenue generation from speed cameras, red light cameras, stop sign cameras at all?
That's a little different. That was just from the state level. This one is really looking at what the city can do specifically right now. There's supposed to be a fine and fee survey done to look at what other areas where the city can update and modernize their fee structure. And that's something that the council president told me. He wants to see the results of that study first before they go in and just start raising other fees across the city to see where there's more room in certain areas over other areas, right? And so, but it doesn't look like the city is planning to wait for that study. They're moving forward with this, and all of this is going to be happening in a pretty expedited timeline because, you know, budget hearings usually don't start in the city council until end of May, early June, and then this everything has to be wrapped up by the end of June for the fiscal year, July 1.
Okay, Mackenzie, correct me if I'm wrong, but every time government says they have to review and update their fee and fine schedule, it always means more, never less. Am I mistaken on that?
You know, I think that's probably correct, especially when you look at what the mayor is saying is that, you know, some of these things haven't been updated in 30-some years. Usually that doesn't mean we're looking to lower these fines and fee structures.
No.
And, you know, what was interesting, too, Sean, was I was listening to the Board of Estimates meeting from last week or so, and the budget director talked about how the administration didn't want to have broad-based tax increases, which is the exact phrase that we have heard at the state level from Democrats when they say they don't want to have broad-based tax increases. Instead, at the local level and at the state level, we're hearing the exact same wording. They want to do targeted fee increases, and that just means more people are paying more fees.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a semantic game in which they play. I mean, the no broad-based tax increases. Look, a fee increase, a fine increase is a hidden tax increase. We've seen at the state level over 300 of those state fee and permit increases by the Moore administration and by the Democrats running Annapolis. Now we're seeing the same kind of model being put in place here in Baltimore City. Let me ask you this, and I know this is probably a rhetorical question, Mackenzie, but is the mayor looking at reducing the size of government as part of the way to resolve the $85 million deficit?
Certainly not. We know that he's expanding staff in his own office specifically when it comes to the communication staff. Now, there are certain positions that some members of the city council have looked at, you know, certain pins that have been vacant for several years. They have been looking at maybe is it time to just eliminate them off the books and to find some cost savings in that area. And so some members of the council have looked at wanting to go through each agency, as they say, with a fine-tooth comb to get rid of those long-standing vacancies. But the mayor himself is expanding staff. He's growing his communication staff. We know he's hiring people with experience from the Hill. He's hired people who worked in the Biden administration, who worked on Kamala Harris's campaign. These are, you know, DNC experts, if you will, who are coming in to work in the mayor's office as he embarks on this second term.
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, in depth tonight on Fox 45 regarding the city budget and the new fines and fee increases in just a moment.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, both the tunnels still have a delay southbound. I mean, it's moving, but it's just the late backups through the area. 895 around Pulaski Highway. 95 is right around O'Donnell Street. Then it just came up on a wreck here. Fire department is just pulling up northbound 895 near the ramp at Moravia Road. So they'll be kind of crowding the right lane. It's not going to be a big problem. You'll see it way in advance. But there's some activity there on the shoulder area. But the one first responder is a little bit out in the right lane. So heads up for him. Beltway still slow. The big wreck interloop at Bel Air Road still blocks the right lane. Slowing in Pikesville. The west side is still jammed up. And we had the big wreck earlier. It's on the shoulder. It's still down there on the outer loop near the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says we're still in that wet weather pattern of passing showers, thunderstorms possible today, tonight, tomorrow, and yes, even on Preakness Saturday. Today's high 80. Right now, cloudy 68 in Annapolis and 67 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline is Fox 45 investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. In-depth airs tonight on Fox 45. And Mackenzie, was the $641 million ARPA fund, could that have been used to alleviate any of these budget restrictions or constraints, or is that a whole separate entity?
Well, it depends on who you ask. There were some members when this money was being allocated who wanted to make, you know, bigger one-time investments in certain areas, you know, in infrastructure projects, road projects, whatever they had in mind, and instead we know what the city did was, you know, sprinkle money around to various nonprofits, a little bit here, a little bit there, and spread it around to the agencies as well. And that's also part of this larger budget conversation, though, is because agencies like the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or MONSE, used a lot of the ARPA dollars to grow their staff. They expanded the number of employees. They used the money to make investments in programs like community violence intervention and things like Safe Streets. But we know that that money was one-time investment. It's not, you know, it's not a revolving fund. And so now the city has all these staff members, and the money eventually will dry up, and that time is coming near. It has to be spent by the end of 2026. And so the city has to make decisions about whether people will be laid off or if they're going to absorb them into the city budget. And then that puts pressure on other areas as well as they try to put the puzzle pieces together.
It's fascinating to me that as the city shrinks in physical size, that those who run the city need more and more staff. You would think that there'd be a commensurate shrinkage of the staff levels in city government as the city shrinks. In other words, if the city shrinks 5%, you'd kind of figure somewhere around 4 or 5%, they shrink their staffs. But instead, what I'm hearing from you is they're all expanding their staffs. Well, let me ask you this. Over at Channel 45, are you able now to expand your staff commensurately? Have you added an extra makeup person, a second driver for your limo? Anything we should know about?
No, I wish. I'm still doing my own hair and makeup every day, picking out my clothes, and doing it all myself.
Wow.
Would be great.
That's a burden, isn't it? Huh?
Well, that's where Birch has one over you. Someone is picking out his clothes, so I just want to...
My wife does mine for me.
Get that out there right now. Mackenzie, has anybody conducted a forensic examination or audit of the $641 million of ARPA money to know exactly where it's been spent?
There have been some reports done, and, you know, the city created an entire office to oversee how this money has been spent. We know that there were some issues with some money going to various nonprofits. They got some ARPA money. There's been some Inspector General reports that have come out about some of that. But a lot of the questions in the city council, the previous city council president, Nick Mosby, pushed really hard to be more involved in some of these decisions because he wanted to make sure the council knew exactly where some of that was going. And throughout our reporting, it's been, you know, listeners, if they follow us, they know it's been difficult to get information from the city, and public records requests take a long time, and just getting the data and proof about tracking some of this information. But as we have done our reporting over the last several years, what we've learned is that once the money goes to nonprofits, it kind of goes into a black box. It's unclear. It's difficult to track where taxpayer dollars go once it goes out the door to the nonprofits themselves. It's easier to keep track of things when it stays in government agencies and government entities. There has to be more reporting requirements than, say, you know, nonprofits specifically.
Indeed. Tonight, so final question here, in-depth tonight with Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45, is the, you know, we keep hearing these, the landfill tipping fee and the illegal dumping fee at ambulance rides, et cetera. Do you have the full extensive list of proposed fee or fine increases? Because I've just only heard a couple.
We have what has been published. That the thing, though, is that the mayor's office has made it clear that they're not done looking at what all could be included. So we know some of them, and that's kind of where the review and that study comes into play, is the full details haven't really been fully discussed and shared. One other thing I would like to talk about really quickly, though, is that separate from the budget, but part of the larger fiscal conversation for the city, is the property tax reduction. We're taking a look at that today as well, that we know that that's a big push from the mayor, who is wanting to reduce the property taxes. But we're going to take a look at why he's pushing this now when he was against the ballot initiative last year that would have done the same thing.
Very good. We'll be watching in-depth tonight, Fox 45, with anchor Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. It's coming up on 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And still much concern, consternation over the Qataris' gift jet to the Trump administration. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Trump's historic Middle Eastern trip continues as Democrats continue to hurl insults and obstacles.
You don't want to mess with me today.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up right at the 9 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Klasick live right here from 9 till noon. And then, of course, following that, Rob Carson from noon till 3 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You've heard a bit about this. We have a little bit of sound for you coming up in a moment. But let's start this so we have time to understand it fully. There's a stink about this 747, the Boeing 747, the gift that's being given from the Qataris. You have Democrats out there saying that this is clearly a violation of the emoluments clause because Donald Trump can't accept this gift. The fact is, he is not accepting the gift. It's a gift to the Department of Defense, not to Donald Trump. This is pro forma stuff. It's happened before in other administrations. This one's just a bit flashier. We'll talk about that coming up in a couple of seconds. First, though, 8:53. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who flies his own 747 to work every day is a little kind of Mattel model he has. He carries with him Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, whatever you think. It's hard bonding. The inner loop wreck on the Beltway is still there. Been there since 4 this morning. Tractor trailer involved. Looks like they have the body of it finally up on the wrecker. Inner loop at Bel Air Road still blocking the right lane. We're still backed up towards Paring Parkway. That's the reason for the backup from Towson over through the east side of the Beltway. Inner loop at Green Spring gets better. The west side still hurting from earlier problems as you're moving south from 795. We had the wreck, which was down on the shoulder south of I-70, and then the inner loop was looking at it as well. So coming up from Frederick Road and coming down from 795, that's the reason for that. There is some leftover slowing, but it is getting a little better now for the traffic into both the harbor tunnels, and that wreck is on the shoulder northbound 895 at Moravia Road, and there's no impact there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says passing showers. That's the word of the day. Today, tonight, tomorrow, maybe even Preakness Saturday. Today's high 80, warmer tomorrow 88. Right now it is 68 in the city and it is 69 in Arnold. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next.
She
heading
is?
Out to the Preakness Saturday, Kim?
I am not.
Okay.
No, I am not.
A chance to sport your hat.
And, oh, I know. Yeah. I like dressing up for the Preakness, but like every year, it always rains. And then you get there, you see all these people pretending to be best friends that are in like political circles. And I'm just like, I don't want to pretend. I want the day off.
You spend Monday through Friday pretending you like us. That's enough.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Really? How many more hours am I going to put in? Well, of course, we have lots to talk about. The biggest story of the day, the AAA bond rating lost the first time in history in Maryland.
At least three decades.
This is 73.
Yeah. Wow. The first black governor of Maryland that couldn't pay his water bills.
There was a hint there.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Delegate Nino Mangione is actually going to join us around 11 o'clock because he's going to weigh in on that as well. Also, I thought was very interesting is the Medicaid discussion on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Yes.
RFK Jr., of course, saying, look, you got a bunch of illegals on this. You have able-bodied Americans on Medicaid. But then I saw Senator Josh Hawley did a gaggle with MSNBC, of all places, saying that we should not touch Medicaid at all. So I want to get the people's opinion on this. I'm willing to say if we've got, you know, waste, why not cut it? Why are we paying for illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I don't know where Hawley's coming from on that. If you do not remove able-bodied men and illegal aliens from the Medicaid rolls, you will enshrine Obamacare permanently.
Forever.
Right. Yeah, so I have the audio with that, too. So we're going to talk about that with the audience. And then also, did you guys know there was a rise of sex abuse cases by teachers across the state of Maryland and across the nation? What is the cause of this rise? You know, you can look at it and kind of look at when they started talking about sexually explicit books in classrooms. Mm-hmm. You had the parents going to the school board meetings. And it's really right around that time where you saw, like, this explosive number.
Well, we know there's a rise in child abuse cases during the Biden years.
Yeah.
550,000 now have gone missing. And we've seen what's going on at schools.
Right.
45 just did this, Frederick County Public Schools. I don't know if you saw the story or not. They partners with some group called the Frederick Center. It's pushing transgender hormones in schools.
Okay.
In our schools. So there's an ongoing recruitment effort and child abuse. It doesn't really surprise me that the sexual abuse cases are up as well.
It's just so sad.
It's very sad.
When you look at the sentencing, I mean, it's so lenient for these people. They're ruining these children's lives.
Forever and ever.
Yeah, the abuse, the torture.
Yeah. I'm for
that's
the
how trauma you can get by.
At least for the male perpetrators in West Virginia, they used to call it stumping. I'll spare you the gory details, but that fixes it once and for all.
It's kind of like flogging, but different.
I think I got the gist.
Yeah. We can leave it right there, Kim. You don't have to do that. It's okay.
We'll talk all about that and more coming up next.
All right, it's amazing to see her blush first thing in the morning, isn't it?
8:57 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is kind of amazing. The Qataris are saying, here's a 747. You can use this as a temporary Air Force One. That's what they're saying. And the first question was, this a gift? Was it a loan? It's a gift. So Donald Trump is now being accused by the Democrats of violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. They're all hysterical about this. Richard Torres, Democrat from New York, wrote to the Government Accounting the Government Accountability Office, deciding that this is a flying grift, flying graft. And what Trump is saying, wait a minute, it's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. It doesn't travel with me when I leave the White House. It belongs to the U.S. government. This is no different, except in scope, from hundreds of other gifts from foreign leaders to U.S. leaders.
Dating all the way back to Washington and Adams and Jefferson, et cetera, this is a big gift.
Yes,
but
certainly.
But it's not going to Trump personally. It's going from the Qatari Defense Ministry to the Department of Defense. Now, my question is... we have to strip it.
Yeah, is this cost effective or not?
It's been made by Boeing, but it has to be stripped, and we have to go over every inch of that plane to make sure there's no hidden bugs or anything of that nature. So how much is that going to cost versus getting a new one? Of course, Boeing is way behind.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And based on this deal they just cut with the Qataris, I mean, you're talking about almost $100 billion worth of jets that they need to roll out, not just for the Qataris, but for the Saudis as well.
Yeah, and of course, the one for Chuck Whitaker to fly up here for the Chuck roast.
Yeah, he's on a different Boeing. He's on Boeing gone.
Got it.
It's a whole different airline.
I'll publish a piece on this on Bruce's Brain. Check it out in around 20 minutes. It'll be there.
All right. Don't forget, Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news with Delaganino Maggioni. Tomorrow's program, 8 o'clock hour, Ed Hale Sr. joins us on the AAA rating downgrade, so make sure you join us for that. He's challenging Westmore for the gubernatorial race in next 2026. See you tomorrow. 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.